Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is North Shore High School Football on MSO News Sports. Today, from Manning Field in Lynn, it is Lynn Classical versus Lynn English in this annual Lynn City battle. Lynn English coming into today's game with a 9-1 record, losing in the Division I North Final just a week or so ago, while Lynn Classical is 8-2 on the season. So combined 17 wins between these two teams this year, as both teams have really turned around last year's seasons to big winning seasons this year, adding to the excitement of this year's Lynn Classical, Lynn English football game. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Just ahead, we'll be hearing from both coaches, Chris Carroll from Lynn English High School and Brian Bond from Classical High School. And Tim, just some thoughts here. We've definitely got perfect weather for Thanksgiving football today.
Oh, certainly do. But happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody out there listening to today's game. You know, as I was driving in from Beverly, before we get into the game, there's just such a special feeling, a sense of Thanksgiving morning. There's just something in the air. Driving over here, and it's just unique, the Thanksgiving day that you don't get on other holiday celebrations, Christmas or even 4th of July. Thanksgiving Day has a feeling all its own. It's getting up, and maybe it's part of the anticipation of the high school football games that are going to be coming up. And certainly the game that we're going to be doing today, 9-1 Lynn English, 8-2 Lynn Classical, bragging rights for the city of Lynn for the next year. Setting the tone for your program for next year. This should be one of the best games in recent history between these two teams because they're so evenly matched.
Yeah, they are. And we have the two teams that are playing such great defenses here this year, but we had the two teams that are very capable offensively as well. What we're going to do is step aside. We've got the coaches coming up here. Then we'll have more, and we'll be checking in from Marblehead and Salem throughout the morning today here on Thanksgiving. Lynn Classical warming up down to our right. They've got the white uniforms on with the green helmets, while Lynn English is warming up to the left. They've got the maroon uniforms with the white helmets and white numerals. So what we'll do is we'll step aside. You are listening to MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Up next, Coach Chris Carroll from Lynn English High School.
You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. For those of us who are sports fans, this day is like no other in the year. And Thanksgiving wouldn't be the holiday it is if it didn't start with a football game. Today I'm remembering a similar day, some 60 years ago, when a young boy was allowed to attend his first Thanksgiving Day game at Stack Bowl Field in Saugus and saw his beloved Sachems defeat Peabody 47-14. I can still remember that morning as if it were yesterday, and I'm sure all of you have similar memories, which you cherish as I do. Whether your game is Salem-Beverly, Gloucester-Danvers, English Classical, or St. John's-Xaverian, I do hope your day is filled with family and friends and great gridiron action. There is so much in our world, and especially in the sports world, that is changing. Hopefully Thanksgiving Day, and all that it means to us, will always remain very much the same.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School. And Chris, back to Thanksgiving and taking on Classical. But by the way, congratulations on a great season. A tough loss in the
North Final a week ago.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, and thank you for all the continued coverage all year round. You guys do a great job. Yeah, tough game, North Final. Kids played hard. We faced a good team, you know, lost to a good opponent, but as some of the players mentioned, we've regrouped. Now we're on to Thanksgiving with a big matchup against our crosstown rival.
Well, and you were missing Prince Brown in some ways in that game. I know he played, but he had the tape or the cast or whatever he had on his wrist. I know I can mention that because I'm sure Classical's very aware of all of this.
Yeah, Prince, he had the cast on his hand, and he was still very effective on defense. A little bit less effective on offense coming on. You know, it was an injury that happened versus Bill Ricca. So it definitely, you know, it affected the game. Prince is such a dynamic player, and with that being the first game with it on, you know, a little uncomfortable, but it's definitely progressed, and we expect still a big game from Prince on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Looking at Classical this year, Chris, both of you guys, Classical and English, I think have played outstanding defense right from the start this year, which is a real tribute to both teams. And will it be a defensive game?
Only time will tell. However, I will say that their defense is very good. They're physical, big, and they are fast. Our defense has quietly, I think, been a backbone of our team all year. And if you didn't know before the game in the North Final, you definitely saw it in the North Final as our offense struggled in the first half a little bit. Defense kept us in it. We played fast. A lot of senior leadership on that defense, and I've been real proud of the defense all year.
How do you look at the matchup with Classical? Anything, any insights to share?
In general, I love just the Thanksgiving rivalry. I've been playing in it 4 years, and now coaching in it. It's just, inner city brings the city together. It's really just it's a fantastic thing. I'm blessed and honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. I asked the kids about their routines, and you as a former player and now as a coach, it's a day unlike any other day for those people kind of working at the football games, because while everyone's kind of sleeping, you're up and, eyes are wide open, ready to go, I'm sure, on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, and, there's a lot of people there, so, they're awake and they get there. But in terms of routine, it's definitely, I'd be lying if it wasn't a little different. It's a longer week for one. All things lead up to it. But, we, from a practice perspective, we take it day by day as we would in the regular season, as we're gearing up for another opponent. And then, on Thanksgiving morning, 10 a.m. game, that's what's special about, New England football, Massachusetts football, and in Lynn in particular with the crosstown rivalry. And it's, and this year in particular with both teams being so successful, it should be quite the game.
Yeah, well, it's been a great game the last few years, and this year it should just be even 10 times that, I suppose. Yeah. Chris, any other thoughts, any other news with your team as you head into Thanksgiving?
No, just that, 2017, Flint English has been a great turnaround year for us. I'm real proud of my team, real proud of my kids, the way we competed, and, it's a great group.
Good. All right, Coach, good talking with you.
Thank you.
Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brian Bond, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. And we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's English versus Classical. Now, Brian, I often talk to the coaches and players about Thanksgiving memories, but your Thanksgiving memory, you left from English High School to the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, my last Thanksgiving memory is a big win. We were undefeated regular season football team, big win over Classical to put us in the Super Bowl that year. And, you know, I'm always going to remember that game. That was a huge win for the program and a huge win for a lot of those guys that I played ball with. And you know, it was good times back then.
Yeah. Well, that just sounds so good to me to hear somebody say, beat somebody on Thanksgiving to go into the Super Bowl, because that's the way it kind of used to be, similar to that. Not always like that, but that's a great way to do it. It makes Thanksgiving so meaningful against obviously your biggest rival.
Yeah, no, this is a big game. You know, I know the history, being a kid, even when I was a little kid, you know, going to the Thanksgiving games as a 7- and 8-year-old kid and watching the guys battle on the football field. You know, and even when I was in high school, you know, you play against Classical, and what it was, you know, it was kids you either played with youth football or youth basketball with, and you grow up and you play those rivalries all the way up until, you know, through high school. And it's a good time. And it's the same way now. A lot of these kids play together. Pop Warner, baseball, basketball, and for the most part, they're all friends. They all get along. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of talking going into the game, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all Lynn guys, and you know, we just want both teams go out there and play hard.
Well, I know in the past I've been to the game, covered the last number of years, I think since the new stadium, and it's been a great football game. You know, every year in and year out, it's turned out to be a great game. This year, I think even more so with the years that both you and Lynn English have had this year, it just should kick it up even another notch.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Carroll's done an outstanding job preparing those guys. I seen it firsthand, him preparing those guys all season, and he's done an outstanding job in the direction he's taken the program. I know him. I coached him. He's a great kid, and he's a really good coach. So I'm happy for him. But you know, obviously we got to play him on Thanksgiving, and you know, we're going to try to bring our best, and hopefully, you know, things fall our way.
There's a limit to your compassion for him. Is that come game time?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You know how it is. You know, you want to see you root for those guys, and, you know, but when we play each other, it's one of those deals where you know, it's all about the Rams that day.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Tell me about how you see the game. Okay, so you got your club here. You know, you've had a great season. Really, they've had a very good season. So where are the battles going to take place on the field this year?
Well, I want to say I think both teams have a lot of athletes, and and both teams have pretty good defenses. So I expect it to be a defensive battle. They have a lot of speed on defense. They guys fly to the ball if you watch them on film. You know, and I think for the most part this year we have been playing some pretty okay, pretty good defense. I expect it to be a slugfest, and you know, probably it's going to come down to, you know, last series. Either someone's going to have to stop somebody, or someone's going to have to score to win the game. And you know, that's the type of game I anticipate happening.
No, I would agree with you on that, because your both defenses, Brian, have had really great years, I think, and that's been the difference maker.
Well, I think when we took over the program, I wanted to say one of the big things we talked about was, you know, changing the culture of the way we play defense here. And, you know, for us, you know, we want to be, even though, like, you know, we've done pretty well offensively throughout the year with really throwing for 1,800 yards. Nashawn Butler needs 20 yards to have 1,000 on 75 catches. And Malcolm Best needs about, I believe, like 130 for 120. Oh, actually 90 yards for 1,000. So I think, you know, if we can do that on Thanksgiving, I think it will be the first time that, you know, the school will have, you know, 18,000-yard pass or 1,000-yard receiver and 1,000-yard rusher at the same time. But for as much as, like, we done okay on offense, I think our identity coming here was, you know, but we want to play solid defense and play lights out on defense.
Yeah. Coach, just maybe a question or two, that's all that's left, would be any personnel notes, changes at all for Classical, say, for Thanksgiving opposed to the previous couple weeks?
No, we're just going to do what we've been doing since to get us here. I mean, again, you know, we set some goals for ourselves. You know, we put together a four-year plan, and right now, you know, we're where we want it to be at this point, and we're just going to approach it like that. You know, I expect, like I said earlier, I expect to be a tough football game, a tough physical football game. You know, it's going to come down to probably the last play or who makes the most plays. So, you know, it's going to be a good football game. Everybody should come. Everybody, the whole city of Lynn should be there. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, it has come down to the last play, I think, before, as in last year. Well, Coach, thank you for all your help this year. Best of luck, and congratulations again on a great job this year at Classical.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for all the everything you do for the program. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore? Get the MSO News Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com.
We are live now from Manning Field in Lynn, where we're getting ready for the Lynn English Lynn Classical football game. English has just re-entered the stadium from the left. They'll be on the near side here for 2017 under the direction of head coach Chris Carroll, coming in with a 9-1 record. Lynn Classical will be across the way with the green uniforms under the direction of coach Brian Vaughn, who you just heard. They're 8-2, so combined 17 wins. Last night in area football, Everett at Fenway Park defeated Masconomet 36-20. It was St. Mary's coming from behind to beat Bishop Fenwick 28-20. Malden Catholic over Waltham 16-10. And Lynn Tech beat Austin Prep 26-6. They're in that vocational bowl coming up a little bit later. And here comes Lynn Classical onto the field. One of their players carrying American flag as they come on from the right side here. Again, under the direction of Coach Brian Vaughn. Well, Timothy.
William.
We'll be following a lot of other games today here on the North Shore. We have Marty Smith in Salem for the Beverly-Salem game, and we also have John Squires in Marblehead at the Swampscott-Marblehead game. I think we'll check in quickly with Marty just to see what's going on there in Salem to see if there's any late news here. We're getting ready also for festivities here, the anthem here at... I believe we'll have the anthem here in just a moment from Manning Field in Lynn. And the color guard will be out on the field in just a moment. But I think we have a moment we could sneak in Marty Smith here. We're all brought to you today our scoreboard updates, which will be continuing throughout the day here by Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Well, we won't do that. So other games here on the North Shore, Danvers at Gloucester, Beverly at Salem, Swampscott at Marblehead, Peabody at Saugus, Revere at brand new Miller Field in Winthrop, Malden at Medford, Somerville at Cambridge, Zavarian at St. John's Prep. Cape Ann League games, Cape Ann League title on the line. Hamilton won at Ipswich today. Manchester Essex at Georgetown, Linfield at North Reading, Amesbury at Newburyport, Triton at Pentucket. We'll check some other games as well. Color guard is off on the right side of the field. The Lynn High School combined marching band is out on the field as well. Most of these games are getting underway at about 10 o'clock today. Are we early? No, we're right at 10 o'clock right now, so we're not early.
It is a beautiful,
crisp autumn day, as you've alluded to, Bill, and it doesn't get any better than this in the great New England tradition of high school football. And one thing that a lot of people around the area look forward to is Mike Lynch's recap of the games later on this evening.
Yeah, they have the replay show at usually, 7:30 at night, I think,
yeah,
right? The Chronicle time. And then we also checking in where they have a photographer here from Channel 7 today. A little heads up there for you. If you want to watch highlights of this game, Channel 7 may be a spot to go as well. Our referee today is Steve Walsh. The umpire is Brian Jackson. The line judge is Steve Chico. The linesman is Gino Borgonzi. You don't want Gino Borgonzi knocking at your door, do you, Tim? Hey, Gino Borgonzi looking for you, Tim. Yeah, and the back judge is Tom Ryberg. Sorry, Gino, but happy Thanksgiving to you. So that is our crew here today for the Lynn English, Lynn Classical Thanksgiving matchup. And again, as I mentioned, we do have both John Squires and Marty Smith in Marblehead and Salem, respectively. Color guard marching from the right side of the field to the middle of the field for today's national anthem. Crowd coming in here across the way. We have, would you say that's about two-thirds full, maybe, across the way?
Yeah, maybe a little more. Very good crowd.
Should be a great crowd here today.
Really should be with the records the teams have, the success that they've enjoyed.
Here's the anthem.
This season.
Just a few light, wispy clouds across the way. Otherwise, predominantly blue sky over Manning Field and Lynn. Game time temperature, approximately 35 degrees here. Sun is out. It will warm up maybe into the very low 40s by the time the game ends. A little after noontime today here at Manning. I got your day planned here for the next 2 hours here, I guess, here, right? With the timing of all this. Yeah, you never know how long it'll go, but usually a little after noontime. And again, Lynn Classical across the way with the white uniforms and the green helmets. The Rams coming out onto the field. English on the near side. We've already had the coin toss. Again, one of the most remarkable stories, I think, of the whole fall in the area is the winning seasons that a combined group of football teams in the city of Lynn had this year with St. Mary's, Lynn Tech, Lynn Classical, and Lynn English. And, of course, you had the Kipp Academy starting football for the very first time this year. They, I think they picked up 3 wins, but they're playing at Milford today in a Thanksgiving game. English will kick off to Lynn Classical to get today's game underway. And the Classical offense will then hit the field first. Devin Curley will kick off for Lynn English. His kick will go from left to right. The Rams have 2 back deep, standing down inside the 5, both lined up on the hash marks.
Teams are playing 12-minute quarters today.
Okay.
For today's game.
Little extra time, little bonus time here for you. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here today on MSO News Sports. Curley coming on the ball, soccer style. will put the left foot into the football. Checks right, checks left. Here he comes. Foots into the ball. Line drive kick going far side of the field. Landing at the 22. Rolls ahead to the 16. Fielded there by the Rams. Run back out over the 30 to about the 33-yard line. I believe that's Melvin Nieves on the return for Classical High School.
Essex Tech has already scored on this Thanksgiving morning, taking the opening kickoff 70 yards. And they are up 6-0 over Northeast.
So all the scores coming in today, this is the spot to be. We do understand there is a video problem in Gloucester, so there is no video for the Danvers-Gloucester game. We do apologize for that, but you'll be able to listen to it on the radio side. So here comes the Ram offense out on the field. They are starting at their 33-yard line, led under the direction of quarterback Keith Ridley. Ridley, 6'3", takes the direct snap, hands. Now they shovel it back off, back to Ridley again. Quarterback pass way down on the right side, incomplete. Way, way down. Little razzle-dazzle to get today's game underway. The pass intended way down on the right side for Chase Bono.
Yeah, a little razzle-dazzle, handoff to the halfback, who tossed to the wide receiver coming back across the middle, who dumped it back to Ridley, who let it go for about 45, nearly 50 yards down the field, just out through his intended receiver. I think it was senior Adrian Washington on that play.
Okay. Again, Ridley out of the shotgun this time. They have Marcus Tucker to his right side. Ridley looks right, now back left, throws over the middle. The catch is made for no gain, actually. Nashawn Butler with the reception, but he's caught it back behind the line of scrimmage. But what a year Keith Ridley has had. He's passed for 1,800 yards, completing 60% of his passes, 18 touchdowns, and he's also rushed for 652 yards and 8 touchdowns. So Ridley can do it all for this Lynn Classical team. Setting up now a third down and 10, halfback right side, three wideouts near side left for Ridley at his own 33. On the third down, first series of the game, passes way down on the left side for Butler. Too far, incomplete. The defense was there for Lynn English High School.
Yeah, again, overthrew him just a bit, and let's just, there's no tree movement across the way, and the flag is draped around the flagpole, so the wind is not a factor right now, but it is cold, so getting that good grip on the football might be a little bit of a test today for both quarterbacks who love to throw the ball. It'll be interesting to see if Severance will be coming on the field now for Lynn English, attempts to put the ball in the air as much as really just tried to on that first down. You know, on that short little screen flip that they set up, Ski Gaston did a great job for Lynn English, reading that and snuffing it out and making that tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Ridley to punt, boots it away on the 4th and 10. There'll be no return as it's a low punt, rolls over the midfield down inside the 40 at the 38, and that is where Lynn English will start. You mentioned Matt Severance at quarterback. What a year he has had as well. Called on to do different things this year for this English team. He's a three-year starter, just a junior. 1,300 yards of passing, 14 touchdowns, and he's also rushed for over 400 yards this year and 9 touchdowns. Number 4, Matt Severance out there. The offensive line, Andrew Blass at center. Alex Brennis and Jacob Miller are the guards. Emil Rossi and Alex Rodriguez are the tackles. In the backfield, Ski Gaston, S-K-I, Ski Gaston, rushing for over 650 yards. Top receiver, Prince Brown. But Prince Brown got injured, as we talked about with Coach Carroll in our pregame show. Here's the handoff to Gaston from the 38-yard line. He might have 1 or 2 yards, a short gainer, as the Classical defense steps up. Not surprised here, the defense is making a stand very early here in today's game.
Yeah, well, certainly we talked about it all year long as we covered both teams on Friday nights, Bill. The lateral team speed that each possess really limit the opponent's ability to get outside on them.
Three receivers, far side left for English, working left to right here, one near side right. That's the throw going to the left side. The catch is made for a gain of almost 7 yards up over the 45 at the 46-yard line. And that was Matthias Fowler, the freshman, with the reception. So Fowler has it out to the just about the 47-yard line. Is a yard short of a first down. Third and one for Lynn English.
Yeah, stopped by Guerrero on that last play. Again, Severance just taking what the defense gave him. Receiver went up about 7 yards, turned around. The ball was in his hands almost as soon as he turned.
Quarterback keeper Severance running for the first down, crunched at the 50-yard line. He gets 2 yards, or actually gets the 3 yards. Needed one for the first down, and that's kind of classic Matt Severance right there on the third and one getting the first down.
Yeah, he slid up behind his right tackle. Alex Brennis and Emil Rossi just rode their coattails to pick up those yards.
Well, Emil Rossi is one of the key players on both sides of the football for Lynn English High School. Big, big tackle, number 73 for Lynn English. First down for the Bulldogs right at midfield. No score here, early going, first quarter. Lynn English, Lynn Classical. Hand off, Ski Gaston comes near side right, down to the 45, tumbling to the 44 for a gain of 6 yards. Defensively for Lynn Classical High School, up front, Javian Delgado, Kevin Panage, Ahmad Cholosi, Matt Gisono. Get to the linebackers here in a moment. That's the that was the D front group there. Juan Avellino going out far side left for English. They have three receivers out to the left side. No huddle offense here. Setting up a second down and four. Fowler in motion up top from the left side. Hand off to the running back, Bangura, straight ahead for 1 or 2 yards. Short gainer for him. Bangura's rushed for over 500 yards and has 7 touchdowns this year for the Bulldogs. 1 yard gain, third down, four. Linebackers for Classical, Alberto Guerrero, Natural Allen, Nick Murderos, and Cameron Green. And further on back, Chase Bono, their top defensive player. 86 tackles this year. Also, Ishmael Johnson right there as well, 65 tackles. Guerrero with 64 tackles this year. Melvin Nieves and Maurice Segura back for Lynn Classical High School.
Throughout the game, we'll be bringing you updates on the various scores and the Moynihan scoreboard update.
Fowler in motion, but the give is to the running back, Ski Gaston, straight ahead. Looks like he stopped, and a second effort pushes him very close to the first down marker, but I believe he's going to be short, although the judge, well, one on the official on the near side has him short. Yeah, and that's the guy that saw the play. So it's a, but he's about a foot short of a first down, is Gaston for English.
These guys got to line up a little bit better here.
English going for it here. They've got a fourth down and one from the 41. They need to get to the 40. Well, in Classical territory.
That's the coach expressing confidence in his offensive line.
There's Severance on the keeper straight ahead, slashing off the right side of his line behind Brennis and Rossi, as you mentioned, Tim, earlier.
They are two horses, 73. Rossi
and 77,
is,
yeah.
Is one big dude. They don't give the stats, but I'm going to say Rossi goes probably 6'4", 6'5", and at least minimum 240.
But we had at least one of the opposing English coaches when they entered the playoffs. You know, they see the films and stuff and, or scout the teams, and they singled out Rossi. So when your opposing coaches single you out, that's worth noting. Three wideouts, far side left. Now Fowler in motion back to the right side. Here's Severance rolling left side looking. Finds Fowler.
Nice catch.
Catch at the 38, down to the 35.
Yeah, he was sliding out towards the far sideline. The ball's a bit behind him. Twisted his body, extended it in his hands. Brought it, made a great catch, maintained control, and hauled it in. Was able to turn upfield for a couple of more yards.
Fowler for 5 yards on the catch. It'll be a second down and five at the 34-yard line in Classical territory. So the Bulldogs going for it on the fourth and one, getting it on a Severance keeper. Now they've got a second down and five from the 34. Here it, Manning Field and Lynn. Severance on the keeper from the direct snap, dives it inside the 30 to the 28. He's got another first down.
Yeah, they're just grinding right now. Again, it's cold. You're not getting a good grip. He's had a really good grip on the football and his throws, but he's not trying to take it deep. He's taking all the short routes, taking what, again, what the defense has given him. It's what has been their bread and butter all year long. So you stay with that, and you make the defense stop you.
Well, as much as, you know, we've seen Ridley a number of times this year, very impressed with him as we saw him earlier in the season. But Matt Severance, to me, is just one of he's just an exceptional player. He's a two-way player as well, makes big plays defensively for this team. And, you know, depending on what situations he's presented with, he's the guy that seems to be able to get the job done. So here he's got a first down and 10 from the 28 of Classical. 5 minutes, 44 seconds to go first quarter. Matthias Fowler in motion from a slot right side up high. They give us to the running back straight ahead. No gain there. Running into a wall of defensive players. That's Ski Gaston, the ball carrier. Again, rushing for over 650 yards this year. And again, a crowd still coming in here at Manning Field and Lynn across the way. Maybe, as we said, about two-thirds full. Still building up a little more than that, three-quarters.
I'm going three-quarters now, Bill. That has really filled in since the last time we we gave people a look over there.
I just looked back out the door here, and the folks are still trying to drive in the parking lot, but I don't think that's going to work for them right now. Here's Juan Avellino going wide out, far side left with Tyshawn Anderson. One wide out, near side right, that's Prince Brown. That's the short side of the field. English working left to right here in this first quarter. Down to 4:50 to go in the first quarter. This is Severance on the keeper, straight ahead, nothing really.
Yeah, what slowed that play down, Bill, was the high snap from the center. Severance had to jump up for it. I think that threw the whole timing of the playoff as he came down. As soon as he got to the line of scrimmage, he was just engulfed with white shirts. You know, one of the great traditions of the classical English matchup, and unfortunately the establishment is no longer there, was the Shawmut Cafe on Thanksgiving morning. It was mobbed by 7 o'clock in the morning. If you weren't in there by 7 o'clock, you really struggled to get in the front door. And it was just a conglomeration of Linners, West Linners, East Linners, and everybody sharing stories. It was such a great time. And then you hopefully made it to get to the game.
Just a short walk away.
It was a short walk. Well, let me tell you, there were times it was a long walk.
Here's Severance throwing, rolling it out on the right side. It looks like it is incomplete down on the goal line. Intended the receiver was Avellino. Defender is back there as well, and the defender broke it up. It almost looked like it was going to be intercepted.
Cameron Green got in front of him. I thought he had the interception, but as they came down, receiver had to turn defender and managed to knock the ball loose. That would have been a really tough interception at the 1 yard line for English to swallow. Surely would have been a tough offensive position to start for Classic. I had been able to maintain possession. I'm looking at 4th and 4 now on the 27.
Now we got a 4th down and 9 here from the 27. Yeah,
no, I'm looking at the macro. Oh, so some lights must be up because that reads 4th and 4 over there. But
yeah,
right,
we got a 4th down and 9 from the 27-yard line. They need to get down inside the 20 for the first down. Severance from the shotgun on 4th down, looking over the middle, throws it. It's picked off, intercepted at the 15-yard line. There's a flag down though. It is Segura on the interception for Classical High School, running it back out to the 24. And the Bulldogs are saying flag, flag, flag. However, Segura is clapping his hands. So we'll have a break here. Let's check in with John Squires in Marblehead. John, what do we got?
Hey, good morning and Thanksgiving, Bill. Swampton's on the board here first. Helped Marblehead on downs to start the game. They deferred and kicked and got the win. They drove 47 yards to the 2-yard line on a pass, aided by a pass interference call, and Tommy Frizzoli kicked the 29-yard field goal. So Swampscott is first on board here at 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Swampscott 3, Marblehead nothing. John Squires reporting live from Piper Field on Thanksgiving morning for MSO News Sports.
All right, John, thank you very much. Penalty against Classical High School. So,
boy, I don't, you know, at the time that of that contact between the defender and the English receiver who was behind the ball was well underthrown. The interception was being made at that point, and the English receiver had no possibility of making that catch. So that's kind of, a wishy-washy flag.
So where are they? They're going to put the football down here. Coach Brian Bond from Classical High School across the way. Just kind of pleading with the official, Chris Carroll calmly on the near side, waiting for the verdict. Two flags down on the field, right down at the 25-yard line. They haven't marked any yardage off here yet. And we have the officials huddling here, so an early discussion with the officials here at Manning Field and Lynn. The official here today is Stephen Walsh, referee. They mark, we give their names when there's controversy here.
Nice, Bill. Throw me under the bus.
Yeah. Actually, so it'll be a big one. They needed 9 for the first down, and they mark it down to the 11-yard line. Well, there is the first big penalty of the game, and it goes against Classical, aiding Lynn English to get them a first down at the Classical 11-yard line. 1st and 10 there, so they could get a first down at the 1. No score here, first quarter. Severance with the team down. Very tight look. Here comes that run look. Ben-Gurra, I believe, off the wing left, coming down inside the 10 to the 7 on the run. Nope, that was Ski Gaston. Gasson running from the wing left side. English implemented this tight look where they do the double wing look, very similar to what Matt Durgan might do over at St. Mary's, and they just pound away at the opposing defensive line for short gainers, and then sometimes they do open it up and get a big gainer. But right down there, down in the red zone here at the 8-yard line or 7-yard line with a second down and about 7 to go. Gaston again, same play, inside the 5 to the 4, and then he's bent backwards back over the 5-yard line. Run, run, run right now for Coach Chris Carroll. Clock runs as well, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and as Tim mentioned, 12-minute quarters today on Thanksgiving.
The next break, we'll do a Moynihan School Board update.
Sounds good. Last night winners, St. Mary's, Lynn Tech, Malden Catholic, and Everett over Masco, 36-20. Gaston is the wing left side. Bangura is the wing right side. And Bangura goes in motion up high, takes the pitch, coming around left side. He gains the 5, goes around and into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown run for Ishmael Bangura.
Well, Classical had two defenders trying to seal the edge. However, number 8, Bangura, had lead blockers out there that were able to seal them off, and then he went in untouched into the end zone for the first score of today's Thanksgiving matchup. Let's see if English goes for 1 or for 2 here. The English cheerleader styling in gray sweatsuits with some white piping down along the sidelines. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
They're all huddled together there.
Almost looks like they are going to try to go for 2 here as they come back from the sidelines. They are. They'll send Prince Brown wide out far side left. Avellino wide out near side right with the two other receivers with him. No one in the backfield. Now Matthias Fowler comes out in motion, takes a pitch and goes into the left side of the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Matthias Fowler on the run. English is up 8-0.
KB, you gave me this list of teams to keep score updates on.
Yeah.
You know the game you didn't give me?
What?
This one.
Well, no, I didn't think I needed to give you this game.
Well, I have to keep track, because otherwise I'll just lose control.
I was saving some ink, Tim. So English is on the board first with the first score here as they drive it down from their own 33-yard line and score, and on a 4-yard touchdown run by Ishmael Bangura, and then the 2-point conversion run by Matthias Fowler. 8-0 is our score.
And that was very, very methodical, aided by a very big 15-yard penalty.
So the Bulldogs ate up a lot of that first quarter clock here, for sure, here, down to 2:23, and again playing 12-minute quarters here. So Devin Curley will kick off for the second time in today's game from left to right for English. They kicked off to start the game. Classical went 3-and-out on their very first possession. Back deep for the Rams in kick return coverage. Melvin Nieves is over on the far side. Kick will go left to right. Bright sunny day, and we mentioned the stands across the way were two-thirds full, then three-quarters full. So I'm going to go maybe 8/10 or so right now here. John Squires is with us now from Marblehead. What's up, John?
Well, Swanson's on the scoreboard again, Billy. They're completely dominating the first period here. They've helped Marblehead twice on a second down and 8. Colin Prairie hooked up with Manny Tososha for a 54-yard touchdown pass. The kick was good. And with 3:07 to go in the first period here, Swampscott is leading Marblehead 10-0. And I want to tell you, we got a great crowd. It's a great day. Probably the biggest crowd I've seen in a Swampscott Marblehead game in a long time. Close to about 7,000 people, and they're really seeing a beauty. Marblehead is completely shocked right now, and I'm sure they'll put it in their best foot forward. But right now, it is Swampscott 10 and Marblehead nothing with 3:07 to go in the first quarter. John?
All right, John, thank you very much. Line drive kickoff, Lynn English to Classical, taken by an upback. Run back out to the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Well, there was no doubt about taking that return. It was a line drive and trying to get the young man's number. Oh, that was Chase Bono.
Yeah, that was. I thought it might be Chase. Yeah, Chase Bono there with the extra long locks, if you will, out to the 47.
He took it at the hash marks to the far side of the field, tucked it, and just went straight forward and really sets up Glasgow in good field position.
You talk about standout players in today's game. Chase Bono is one of those. I think he played more offense last year than he has this year, but he's just an off defensive standout, league-recognized defensive standout for Classical High School. Keith Ridley starting at his own 47-yard line. Hand off to the running back set to his left side for a short gainer on first down. Actually, a no-gainer on first down. That was Malcolm Best. Now, Best has run for over 900 yards. You heard Coach Vaughn saying he's about 90 yards short of 1,000 yards this year. He's got 7 TDs. Malcolm Best, 5'6", 170 yards. No huddle, Classical offense. Second down, 10. Ridley out of the shotgun. Fake handoff to Best. Ridley keeps it, and he knifes his way up over the 48 to the 49 for a 2-yard gain. The big 6'3 quarterback bending his body. And, of course, he has rushed for over 650 yards and 8 touchdowns as well this year, as well as throwing for the 1,800 yards and 18 touchdowns.
Excitement at the Beverly-Salem game. I'm sure we'll be getting updates from Marty. Salem opened the scoring on the 42-yard run. Beverly responded by returning the next kickoff for a tying score. And then Vin Gaskins, on the next series, took it to the house. Salem leads Beverly 14-7.
Wow. Ridley with a third down and long, a third down and 8 from his 48-yard line. Whistles blow on the snap. This looks like it could be a procedure call against the Rams. At an inopportune time, a third down and long, they'll mark off 5 yards against the Rams, setting up a third down and maybe about 13 to go. Their offensive line, Jason Ruiz at center, a senior. Javier Delgado, a guard. Nick LaBella, a guard. And Dennis Pierce, a tackle, and Terrence McGahey, a junior tackle at 6'4", 265 yards. Two wideouts near side left, two far side right. Running back Best along with Ridley in the backfield. Keith Ridley working out of the shotgun. Getting a call from, it looks like, Coach Brian Vaughn across the way. Ridley in the shotgun, third down 13. Stands at his own 36-yard line, looking to throw. Now running out to the right side. Still wants to throw. Upfield it goes. It's intercepted by Lynn English at the 44-yard line. A diving interception there and picked off by Tyshawn Anderson.
Yeah, ill-advised pass for Ridley. He was running towards the sideline. He was angling backwards, threw off the back foot, couldn't get any real power behind the throw. It floated. And again, as you said, Anderson just slid in front of the intended receiver and made the easy pick, giving English again. The Bulldogs, good position, again, at their own 44. Let's see, while we got this moment for the on the Moynihan scoreboard update, Bill gave you last night's game. I just gave you Beverly-Salem. Salem over Beverly, 14-7. Swampscott, 10-0. We heard from John over Marblehead. Peabody-Saugus, 0-0 in the fourth. Malden, 13-0 over Medford. Ipswich, 6-0 over Hamilton. Wenham, Triton over Pentucket, 14-0. Northeast came back to take a lead over Essex Tech, 8-6. And no score in Gloucester between the Fishermen and the Falcons.
First down for Lynn English at their 44. They give us to Ishmael Bangura running around right side. He has a 1 or 2 yard gain out to the 46-yard line.
Number 17, Cameron Green.
So it is a 2-yard gain. John Squires is with us. What's up, John, from Marblehead?
Well, Marblehead's on the board. They drove 70 yards in fourth place, led by a 55-yard hookup from Andy Clough to Derek Marino, and then scored on a third and four from the 8-yard line. Human Miller getting a shovel pass from Clough, and the kick was good, and the score now is Swampscott 10 and Marblehead 7. We have a beauty here, Bill.
All right, John. We'll step aside. We've just come to the end of the first quarter here. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the announcers who week in and week out do such a great job in bringing the action to all of us. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Tim Kearns work very hard to present the best coverage possible. I also want to congratulate all the coaches and players who are involved, as well as all other people, young and old, in each city and town, who contribute in some way to making this day so special for sports fans across the North Shore. Whatever the game of your choice may be, and whatever its outcome, I hope your day will be filled with pleasant memories spent among family and close friends.
First play, second quarter, second down 7 for Lynn English High School from their 43-yard line. Severance rolling left, big pressure, throws it away up on the left sidelines.
Yeah, he spotted the receiver down this left side right in front of us. And it looks like it was number 88, Juan Avellino, who broke away from his classical defender when he saw Severance sort of scampering. He took off down the field trying to break the coverage. Severance spotted him and just couldn't lay it in. I thought, boy, if that was on target, they may have had another six. But the ball just sails out of bounds on him.
Just underway, second quarter, 8-0 our score. Ishmael Bangura with a 4-yard Lynn English High touchdown. Matthias Fowler with a 2-yard with a two-point conversion rush to get the seventh and eighth points for the Bulldogs here this morning. Thanksgiving here versus Lynn Classical High School. Right now the story has been the Classical offense has been stymied by the English defense, and the English offense has been somewhat methodical here, but they now are facing with a long third down and 7, a key situation here, a ball out near midfield. On the run, the throw by Severance is incomplete, intended for Matthias Fowler. Just a freshman, but boy, he's kind of burst onto the scene this year and made some big plays, big catches for this English team. So now it's a fourth down here. Now, last time English had a fourth down on a drive, their first drive of the game, the earlier drive, this is just their second possession. They were down inside the Classical 40 or at the 40, and they went for it and got it. Now it's a much longer situation, fourth down and 7 on the other side of midfield, on the English side. So they will punt here. Ski Gaston is their punter. He stands at the 34 to receive the long snap. Punt returner back deep for Classical High School, standing at the 20-yard line. Snap is good. Gaston's right foot goes into the ball. Good high punt. It will land and take a nice English roll from the 30 down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line, where it's touched there by Tyshawn Anderson. No return here for Classical, and the Bulldogs pin the Rams deep down into their own territory. Let's see where they put it out to. Why are they moving the ball forward here? They're marking it out at the 30-yard line.
Unless they say, well,
not quite Classical sure. Offense about to take the field. John Squires is with us from Marblehead. John, what's up?
Well, we just completed the first period over here, and it was a wild one. Swampscott is leading 10-7. Both teams have done their feet on the ground a little bit. Isaiah Baskett from Swampscott and Marblehead starting to settle in. So we had the end of one period now, just underway, second period. Swampscott 10, Marblehead 7. John Squires from the field.
All right, Malcolm Best taking the handoff here. Best running out over the 30, 40 out to midfield. Big run here for Malcolm Best on first down here for Lynn Classical High School as he gets their first big gainer. And actually, I think it's their first down of the game here, all the way out to midfield. Malcolm Best on the run here. Keith Ridley, that'll give him a little more confidence in the backfield. Ridley hands off to Best once again. Another big gainer. 10 yards, 15 yards. Best to the outside. He's got 20. Down to the 25 and out of bounds, shy of the 20, and there's a flag down. I'm wondering if this is going to be a late hit against Lynn English.
Yeah, well, it's going to be definitely unsportsmanlike conduct, Bill. They were a good 5 yards out of bounds, and the English defender simply rolled him over and threw him down on the ground. And no hesitation on the part of the sideline official with that flag. I mean, you knew it was excessive. They both knew they were out of bounds. And, boy, you just don't give, you know, an explosive team this kind of extra yardage. Classical saw what happened to them on the English drive when they had an interception, but a pass interference call not only gave English the ball back, but also gave them the first down deep into Classical Terry at about the same point. So let's see what Classical is able to do with this.
Malcolm Best on the run, two big runs for him. All of a sudden they have it down, and when they tack on the penalty yardage, they are to the 12-yard line of Lynn English, where it'll be a first down. best in the backfield along with Keith Ridley. Best with 8 rushing touchdowns this year. I checked that. Best with 7 rushing touchdowns this year. 3 wideouts near side right ball. Far hash mark left side. Again, Best taking the handoff. His 3rd straight run. This one barely back to the line of scrimmage and may sneak forward inside the 10 to the 9-yard line for a 1-yard gain. So they give him the 10-yard line. That's where they started this possession. So it was a 1st and goal after the penalty. So now it's no gain, 2nd down and goal from the 10-yard line. Best, again, the running back, along with Keith Ridley, and 2 wideouts each way for the Rams. Trailing here, 8 to nothing. 10.5 minutes to go, first half. Ridley from the shotgun, 6'3", waits, right foot ahead of the left foot. Gets the snap. Fakes a handoff to Best, keeps it. Runs inside the 10 to the 7-yard line. 3-yard gain for Keith Ridley. Ridley, we saw him earlier this year a number of times. He can run all over the, he can go outside, he can go straight up the middle. In that case, an angle off the left side of the line for 3 yards after faking to Best right up the middle. Under 10 minutes to go, first half.
It will be 3rd and 6 for the Rams. Ball at the
3rd down and goal at about the 7-yard line. Now they have the other stakes up, so they can get a 1st down inside the 1. That's what I thought originally. They must have put down those flags, so I don't understand what's going on here with those chains across the way. And now Coach Vaughn out on the field, and the official was telling him to get off the field, I believe, but he calls a timeout.
And the thing is, nowadays, they're using officials in training to man the chains as part of their learning experience. So you would hope that the line markings would be a bit more efficient and reliable and neutral.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure they are, but the stake now, they could get a 1st down the way the stakes of the end chain, which is the outside chain, the distance chain away, was down, and so that usually signifies that it's a 2-goal situation, and the ball was on the 10, and it certainly looked like it was a 2-goal, you know, a 1st and goal to go or a 2nd and goal to go. But now the other chains are up and the ball marker is up as well. And obviously right now, the way it looks, they could get a 1st down inside the 1. So now it's 3rd down, about 7 yards to go, ball at about the 7-yard line. And English or Classical coming out with a different look here. They've got Ridley in the shotgun. I think Chase Bono is the power on an I formation with Malcolm Best, the running back, to the right side. So it looks like it's power to the right side, end in motion. The give is to Nashawn Butler. He's cut down in the backfield, going left to right. And who gets him? Matt Severance coming all the way back from the secondary to get into that backfield to cut down Butler.
I think he was spying on Butler because he was moving along with him. And then when he saw the toss from Ridley, which was very high, he had to reach up, arms extended to bring that down. Severance just let the motor roar and came in and just caught him as he tried to come out of the backfield, but no chance on that.
Yeah, Butler 5'6", 150. Keith Ridley 6'3", 215. Snap was a little bit high, and then Ridley held it up high, and as you mentioned, the little toss to Butler, who was lined up wide left, coming back to the middle on the motion. He had to pull it down on the toss to him. Ridley, 4th down now and long, throwing to the end zone, and it is intercepted in the end zone by English.
Where was he throwing that ball, Bill? The only receivers available were the 2 English defenders that were in that corner of the end zone. He was either blown out.
Now, Butler's down there in that left corner there, I think.
But he was more towards the goal line itself, very badly overthrown, unless he anticipated Butler going into the corner. But just the only player defending the guy who intercepted the ball was another English defender.
Well, Butler kind of walking away, kind of making some hand gestures like, maybe he got, maybe there was a penalty there. Let's see what they do here. Oh, okay, they're bringing it out to the 20. English has it on the interception, so they've got a 1st down. They stop a Classical drive, a drive that was punctuated by 2 huge runs by Malcolm Best, kind of electrifying the Classical crowd across the way there for the first time this morning. 8:42 to go, first half. 8-0, Lynn English is leading. They have the ball and the pitch. Bengura coming near side left, out to the 22, 23, diving back to the middle, to the 24 for the gain of 4 yards. I'm wondering if we should check in with Marty, see how he's doing. What do you think here?
Yeah, it's kind of a wild one at Bloxage.
All right, whether we should keep it right here. Well, let's let another snap go off here. Second down and 6 for English at the 24-yard line. They're 24. Pitch to Bengura. Running play out to the 32. First down run to the 34. Let's see if we can get Marty Smith in here. First down run for the Bulldogs. Ishmael Bengura, the ball carrier for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes. Well, we have Marty Smith with us now. Marty, how are things going there? Yeah, Marty, can you update us?
Yeah, Salem has taken a big lead here with early into the second quarter. They're ahead by a score of 27-7. It's been the Vinny Gaskin show thus far for Salem. He's had big yardage, well over 100 in the early going here.
All right, sounds good, Marty. And we are at 8-0, Lynn English leading Lynn Classical, and we'll do that. We got John Squires joining us here now from Marblehead. So that's a short gainer for English out to the 37-yard line. John, what's up there? Hold on, John. Go ahead.
The board went 75 yards on a quarterback-like keeper, and Marblehead has gone into the lead 14-10 with 9:10 remaining in the second period.
Got it. Andy Cloud with the run. I got you. Okay, thanks, John. Here we have a second down and 7 for Lynn English at their 36-yard line. Ski Gaston in motion, takes the pitch, comes up over the middle to the 40, short of the first down. This will set up a third down and 4 for the Bulldogs. 8-0, as we said here, with Lynn English leading Lynn Classical. Interception in the end zone by English just a moment ago, stopping a Classical drive. Coming back out from their 20, now they're out to the 40.
Going to have to talk to Phil Stacy about his geography skills, or his geometry skills.
Geometry or geography.
Yeah, geometry.
Whatever.
Vinny Gaskins went 62 yards for a score following a failed fourth down attempt by Beverly, spinning 369 degrees.
That's probably a, you know, knowing the Twitter world as well as I do, that's a typo probably. Yeah. All right.
But it's well worth noting.
It's worth embarrassing somebody over anything like that.
Well, I'll do that privately with Phil.
It's private. There's a run play by the Bulldogs. Looks like it's just enough for the first down. A severance on the keeper out to the 44. Why aren't they giving them the first down here? The ball looks like it's beyond the stake. And the officials will check this out. So now 6 minutes, 2 seconds to go. So Marblehead has rallied in Marblehead. They'll bring the chains out for a measurement. All right. Good luck, guys. And the chains are coming out for the measurement here today. And this didn't even look close to me for the watch him not get it now after having said that. It's the first down, yeah. Relatively close, though. Steve Walsh is our referee. Brian Jackson, the umpire. Line judge, Steve Chico. Lines man, Gino Borgonzi. And the back judge, Tom Ryberg. Today, I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Kearns here on MSONewsSports.com. So severance back across the way. English with that no-huddle offense. In fact, both teams with a no-huddle offense. First down for the Bulldogs at their 44, working right to left here at sun-splashed Manning Field. Tight look here. This is that run look here. Pitch play. Bengura coming to the near side left. Now stops. There's nothing there. Turns it around. Look out. Out to the right side. He's got 5. He's up to midfield. Down to the 40. Down to the 30. To the sidelines. Right 20. Bengura out of bounds. Shy of the 15-yard line. In fact, I think they spot him at the 21. But Bengura just was taking that pitch from a wing right to the left side, then saw a wall of Classical defenders to their credit, then turned it around and said, this doesn't make a lot of sense to run into those guys. I'm just going to go the other way. And thus, he gets about 35 yards down to the 21. You like that judgment, don't you, Tim? On the fly, seeing all those white uniforms.
I'll tell you, he got two great comeback blocks. He decided to reverse field in the backfield and head from left to right. He got two really good blocks by one was a receiver and one was a lineman that came back and just picked off two Classical defenders who were in pursuit of Severin. And wow, That just opened the whole field up to him.
First down at the 21-yard line. Ski Gaston, wing right, takes the handoff, breaks one tackle, gets down inside the 20 to the 17.
Dennis Pierce had an opportunity to bring him down to the backfield, and who's the running back?
Ski Gaston.
Ski Gaskins just used his forward momentum and strength to pull out of that tackle. Again, picked up 5 yards, 6 yards.
About five. Second down, long five for the Bulldogs. Now there's all kinds of a procedure call here coming up against Lynn English. I believe that will be a call, so that'll set up a second down and maybe 11. 4:20 to go in today's first half here. First half moving along briskly here at Manning Field, 12-minute quarters. Again, a very good crowd on hand here today. We can't really see down below us the crowd here, but we assume it's pretty full. And across the way, we're going to go 9/10 full across the way over there.
Yeah, it's slowly creeping, getting better and better. People need to find a parking space and make their way into the stadium.
Yeah, you can see that parking is an issue around here today. Yeah,
they'll be filling up the shopping center a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's quickly. Already filled up, yeah.
Yeah, and you can still see people coming into on the far gate. Yeah, there's just a steady stream of people coming in. Gotta love Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving football, 8-0 our score. Ishmael Bangura with a 4-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs with 2:23 to play in the first quarter, and Matthias Fowler with a 2-point conversion run to the left corner of the end zone for the 2-point conversion. 8-0 our score. That's where we are at. And you know, Tim, we were talking about games and offensive games, defensive games. We thought this could possibly be a defensive game, and so far it looks like the defenses have definitely. Are playing a key role here in today's game. And, you know, if I'm Klaskal's Brian Vaughn and I look at the clock, I see 4 minutes to go, a little over 4 minutes to go in the first half, and I've only given up 8 points, I'm thinking, I'm not doing too badly here. But on the other hand, his offense have struggled except for those two or three huge runs by Malcolm Best.
Yeah, and that was on one drive, and then they had the penalty on top of it at the end of his second run, but they weren't able to do anything with it. Both coaches had to be prepared. Interesting, Sad. I know we probably mentioned earlier in the year when we talked about Coach Vaughn. He played for Lynn English, and he was part of their 1990 Super Bowl team.
Right. He went to the Super Bowl, yep. And but I'll tell you, and he's had a good track record of success where he's coached, and he's here in his first year at Klaskal High School. He's done a great job here. So Severance with the team down 2nd and 11. Matthias Fowler in motion up high. Severance looks to the right side, dumps it off to Bangura, left side. He makes the catch at the 22 and is dropped right away. No gain.
Yeah, might have been better off going to the right side.
This look that we have seen here. Hey, it's Paul Halloran here. With Fowler going with that in motion up high, we have not really seen that so far this year, coming way back behind the quarterback. So he's going in motion and going behind the quarterback out of a shotgun and going about 10 yards behind him. So we've got a 3rd down and 10 here for English High School. See how the Ram defense does here. Severance with the shotgun. 3 receivers far side right. Severance looking left, though. Toss that way for Prince Brown. He makes the catch into the end zone. 22-yard touchdown pass to Prince Brown. And English has their 2nd touchdown of the morning. Paul Halloran.
Mr. Kearns has abdicated, Bill. I think he's going down for hot chocolates for everyone.
Yeah, he put his headset, and I'm surprised he's still here.
Tim, I want you to know this is the first Thanksgiving I can remember. I had no work to do. I didn't have to broadcast. I didn't have to write. And I come up here to say hello to you guys, and you put a headset on. I did my game last night. We had a wonderful time at Fenway Park. The Everett Crimson Tide beat a very gutsy Masconomet team, by the way. I got to tell you. Playing with a couple of guys, without a couple of guys who had been suspended, and his quarterback stepped up. A young quarterback played really well, and the kid Katsakos is one of the better running backs on the North Shore. And
138 yards against.
You know the thing I got. You know the thing I give, and not to get off track here, but you got to give Masco credit for stepping up and playing Everett. You know, 2 years in a row, and I'll tell you what, and I was at both. They were not. You know, they didn't show up. Overly intimidated, as I've seen many, many teams do when the Crimson Tide come out.
2-point conversion rush straight up the middle. Matt Severance on the keeper, and it is 16-0 Lynn English High School as they score late here in the first half. don't know how much you've seen the classical English games this year because you're
usually
with Everton.
I've seen none. I know they both had great years, and I'm very impressed with the English quarterback, Evans, who also made a huge play on defense.
Yes, right.
Very impressed with him, and it's great to see that both of these guys have done a terrific job. You know, both programs are kind of down a little bit, and not surprising. Chris Carroll played in a very good program at Bentley. Timmy, you just mentioned Brian Vaughn played for Barry Gallup at Northeastern. Brian, I covered that Super Bowl game 200 years ago. Chris Warren, by the way, who's a Lynn Classical vice principal, was a quarterback of that team. Both guys have a really good pedigree. Brian Vaughn coached in Everett a couple of years. Speaking of Everett, not a bad place to pick up some pointers as Coach DiBiase picked up win number 304 last night. So it's good to see. And obviously St. Mary's and Tech, too. It's been a great year in Lynn football. And with that, I'll let Tim Burns. I don't want to have to invoice you, Bill. So I want to give my headset back to Tim.
Devin Curley of English to kick off. A line drive ground ball kick inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. Chase Bono takes it. Comes around left end out to the 40. Still on his feet out to the 47 before he's pushed out of bounds right in front of his teammates on the classical bench at the 47.
I'll tell you, if you had to pick one player on the classical team that epitomizes raw guts and determination, it's Chase Bono. He never stops. It takes the entire team to bring that kid down.
Yeah, again, we've singled out, there's so many good players in this game here today, but Bono's been established as a league top defender. Of course, on the other side of the football, you've got some other top defenders in Jake Miller for English High School. And I'll tell you, Paul, as Paul mentioned, Matt Severance, this kid, he's right now out on the field. He's on both sides of the football, making huge defensive plays as well. So it'll be a first down here for Classical High School at the 47-yard line. Here's Best taking a handoff going outside. He's chased down around the corner by an English defender, taken down after a two-yard game. It was Ski Gaston making the tackle on him, coming from behind as he waited for his blockers. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball right at midfield. 16-0. Lynn English is leading Lynn Classical here today. Those are the Rams fans across the way. Three wideouts near side right. No one out to the left side here. Ridley hands off to Best. Comes around left side. Stops. Gets and goes now and gets three more yards down to the 46. And there's a flag at that point. See what this is. Maybe it's a face mask or something along those lines. We've had two really big penalties in this game. I think it was just the, and both aiding drives, and Classical almost finished off a drive a moment ago, but was intercepted in the end zone. English had the penalty aid them at their drive, resulting in a touchdown. So they're picking up the flag. So they pick up the flag, and this will set up a third down and short with 2:37 to play here. And John Squires joining us from Marblehead. John?
Marblehead's back in the ball. Billy with 4:50 to go in the second quarter, aided by Annie Clark to Derek Marino, 55-yard pass. Timmy Cronin took it in for 1 yard out. The kick was good. And Marblehead is trying to get in the driver's seat here with 4 minutes of periods. Marblehead 21 and Swanson 10. John Squires reporting live from Piper Field.
All right, thank you, John. Well, the magicians maybe a little slow in waking up this morning, but the magician is awake here at this point. Here's Malcolm Best on a run play. He stopped right near the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a yard or so, setting up a fourth down here and three. Timeout called here as well. We had Marty Smith reporting from Salem, where Salem has built up a lead over Beverly High School. 27-7 was the last score. Is there anything new on that, Tim, at all?
Last 27? I had was 28-7. 28-7. All of a sudden, okay. Salem has got to go. Vinny Gaskins having a big day for the witches over there.
2 minutes remaining here in the first half between these two clubs. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Great to have you with us on this Thanksgiving. English coming in here at 9 wins and 1 loss, and what a year they have had. Losing in the North Final to Tewksbury just a little over a week ago. Hard-fought game there. They just couldn't get the offense untracked on that day here at Manning Field. Now Classical at 8-2, a formidable foe. They've had a fantastic year themselves. And the Rams have a big moment here right now with 2 minutes to play. And they're going for it from the 45-yard line of Lynn English. They've got a fourth down and a long two. Ridley in the shotgun. Is he just going to pull a long count here to try to draw an offside? Ridley again creeping up behind center. Crowd anticipating the big snap on the fourth down. It comes back to Best. He takes the handoff and has the first down straight ahead.
Yeah, he found the gap right behind his center and just hit it quick. Stumbled a bit, but managed to keep his feet.
Clearly, there are three big offensive weapons statistically for this team. Keith Ridley, Malcolm Best, and Nashawn Butler. Butler a receiver, Best a running back, and Ridley a passer and runner at quarterback for the Rams offensively. Two wideouts each way, ball to the 39 of Lynn English. Ridley out of the shotgun, takes the direct snap, looks left. Still looking. Now scrambling up the middle. He's back to the line of scrimmage and has 3 yards down to the 36.
Well, I have to ask, does he look uncomfortable out there today? I don't know if it's the cold. He just looks stiff when he's running. There's no fluidity to his running today at all.
He, in the past, has been Mr. Fluid. You're right. And I think that's a decent observation. But just seemed maybe a little bit uncomfortable. I don't know, right? I'll tell you, though, when those big Malcolm Best runs, they can't hurt, and he wasn't getting a lot of help from anybody else or getting results running up against this tough English defense. Here's Lou Ridley with a quick toss out on the left side. The catch is made to Nieves. Very short gainer, if a gain at all, setting up a third and seven.
Again, cut down by Mr. Severance, coming up quickly from his corner position, just knifes through the crowd and makes the tackle, and he gets down low. He gets down between the knees and the ankles and just wraps him up to bring him down.
Ridley back to pass again, scrambling in some trouble, taken down back at the 40. A loss of 4 yards. Ridley, who came up there?
Number 55.
Mason Jones, yeah.
And again, Ridley just not able to dance around the pocket like he normally does. And as he tried to come up into the top of the pocket, the English defense just collapsed around him. He had nowhere to go.
Mm. Timeout called by English High School. Coach Chris Carroll wants the team to set up here. Maybe they waved it off. They couldn't have waved it off, but unless it was miscalled. We're going to get right into action here now. Fourth down and 11 for Classical at the English 40. They'll punt, or so it appears. Ridley, the punter and quarterback. English not sending anyone too far deep here. They have a return guy inside the 20. Punt is in the air. Short punt and a severance. I thought he might have waved a fair catch for a moment. Now lets it land. May not have called the fair catch. It rolls out of bounds at the 16-yard line. That's where Lynn English will start with 41 seconds to play here in the first half. And the Bulldogs are leading here on Thanksgiving morning 16-0 over Lynn Classical High School.
Okay, well, we get a chance to Moynihan scoreboard update. Again, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. In his 26th year of the Student Athlete Award, mm-hmm. recognized both athletic and academic excellence on the North Shore by its student athletes. Okay, let's see. We'll get to some of these, and then we'll come back. It's 13-0 Gloucester over Danvers, second quarter. Salem 28-7 over Beverly. Marblehead 14-10 over Swampscott. Peabody has scored, make it 7-0. Winthrop leads Revere 7-0.
Bengura, wing left, takes the pitch, comes out over the middle, out to the 25, a gain of 4 yards for Bengura on first down.
You know, I'm sure at Winthrop, I'm sure Coach Sean Driscoll is very, very happy that his team was able to punch in the first score at the new Miller Field, all done over, along with of course, the exciting new high school building that they have at Miller Field was converted into a turf field, and he was hoping to have it ready for today's game, and it was, and they have christened it in the best way possible.
Scoring first, nice. Congratulations, Vikings.
Malden over Medford, 13-0. Zavarian over the Prep, 12-0. Ipswich over Hamilton, 14-0. Yeah, Manchester Essex all over Georgetown, 26-0. And that, folks, is halftime. And we'll be back with some other scores and some halftime guests, Steve Krause included, from the Lynn item right after these words.
All right, we're at the half here. We have a flag down here as well, but both teams are leaving the field. So I want to make sure we're not being a little premature here. There's a flag resting at the 29-yard line. And all the teams are running out, away and off the field. Maybe they're picking it up now. We'll see. They're coming over to talk to the English coaches, but the Rams continue to exit the field. Let's recap the scoring. Ishmael Bangura with a 4-yard Lynn English touchdown in the first quarter. Matthias Fowler, a 2-point conversion rush for an 8-0 lead. And then in the second quarter, Prince Brown with a 22-yard pass reception from quarterback Matt Severance. And then Severance ran in on the keeper straight up the middle for the 2-point conversion, and it's 16-0. And now we can clearly say it is halftime here. Whatever that yellow flag meant, it's not going to stop us from having our halftime right now, that's for sure, as both teams have left the field, the band across the way getting ready to come out onto the field. So, on that note, we're at the half here at Manning Field and Lynn on Thanksgiving morning. It is Lynn English 16, Lynn Classical nothing here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
All right, we're back, and John Squires is with us from Marblehead. John, are you at the half yet? John, are you there?
Marblehead's on the scoreboard once again. A great call. Andrew Clough to Roland Millett passed to the sideline, and he completed the hook and line to Shiki from 39 yards out. So Marblehead's back and forth. It's good, and Marblehead's in command here with about a minute to go in the first half. Marblehead leads.
John, we lost you for a second. Just confirming, it's 28-10 Marblehead now?
28-10. A hook and ladder pass from Clough to Millett to Keeney from 29 yards out, and the kick was good, so Marblehead is on the board.
Yep, okay. All right, John, We'll check back with you soon. John Squire is with us from Marblehead. What we'll do is we'll step aside here on MSO News Sports. Just ahead, Steve Krause from The Item in Lynn, the sports editor, will be joining Tim Kearns at the half as we continue.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. For those of us who are sports fans, this day is like no other in the year. And Thanksgiving wouldn't be the holiday it is if it didn't start with a football game. Today I'm remembering a similar day, some 60 years ago, when a young boy was allowed to attend his first Thanksgiving Day game at Stack Bowl Field in Saugus and saw his beloved Sachems defeat Peabody 47-14. I can still remember that morning as if it were yesterday, and I'm sure all of you have similar memories which you cherish as I do. Whether your game is Salem Beverly, Gloucester Danvers, English Classical, or St. John's Xaverian, I do hope your day is filled with family and friends and great gridiron action. There is so much in our world, and especially in the sports world, that is changing. Hopefully Thanksgiving Day, and all that it means to us, will always remain very much the same.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field with the score 16-0 in favor of the Bulldogs over the Lynn Classical Rams. The Lynn Public Schools combined band is on the field entertaining the fans, and again, a great crowd today. Joining me now at halftime, as he has done several times throughout the season, is Lynn Item Sports Editor Steve Krause. Steve, welcome back, and happy Thanksgiving.
Timothy, happy Thanksgiving to you and all the MSO peeps.
Thank you. I guess before we should start with last night's game, St. Mary's, with a come-behind victory against a very game, Bishop Fenwick, winning the game 28-21 in a last-minute touchdown by Calvin Johnson. Take us through that game.
Well, it was a game that was really ripe for St. Mary's to lose. You know, they had played Saturday, they lost, they got a couple of key injuries over the course of the game. So they were undermanned in terms of injuries. Coming into the game last night, only had 3 days rest. Fenwick had a week and a half, of course. Fenwick with only 3 or 4 wins during the season. I mean, you might look at that thing. They might have been playing a little bit with house money, you know, with all of that going against St. Mary's and everything. But, you know, St. Mary's, Fenwick had its own personnel situations. And what came out of it was a very inspired effort by Fenwick. But, you know, St. Mary's, Calvin Johnson, you know, every now and then you run into a player who's just not going to be denied. And that would kind of define Calvin. Just led that team downfield. A little bit of fortune for St. Mary's in the fact that they were on a Fenwick 20, fumbled the ball. Fenwick recovered. However, Fenwick was also called for an offside penalty, which negated that. St. Mary's got the ball back and came down and scored 2 or 3 plays later. And that was the ball game. But for the disparity in record between the two teams, if you didn't know any of the other circumstances, and you just took it as a game, it was a great game.
You know, that's what happens on Thanksgiving, whether you play the night before or on Thanksgiving Day itself. Records really are meaningless because there's so much more at stake on this particular day. It's the bragging rights between those two teams for the win on this particular day, because this is the last game of the season. It's a special game again. We mentioned it so many times. It's very unique to mainly New England that we play on Thanksgiving, because most of the kids around the country have no idea what it's like to to play on this day and what the meaning it has, because you have a traditional rivalry that you play the last game of the season. So records really can go out the window because everybody brings it that day.
And if you have had a bad season, you know, Fenwick, they had a lot of injuries. They lost their quarterback, but for all except maybe two games. And, you know, they had a tough season. You win a game like last night, if you win it, it kind of makes all that go away. Of course, the other side of it, if you don't win it, it just makes it worse. But, you know, if you're 3-8 and the other guy's 8-2 or 9-1 and you beat him, well, that just makes your year.
Yep. I mean,
that, you don't even think about the other games. You just think of that one.
Because it has so much meaning in terms of ending the season, but also projecting into next year. If you have that bad season, you win Thanksgiving. Now your coach just hammers home that last win is the beginning, basically, of next year.
Right. And, you know, in this game here today, you have a situation where English lost in such an excruciating way last year with that run back on the kickoff, that they carried that into this season too. And obviously it served as great motivation, because here they are, 9-1 coming into the season and leading 16-0 at the half. And it's a, you know.
Okay, so the officials starting to come back in the field, which means the players will be coming on in a moment. Steve, just quick thoughts on the first half.
I actually think that English probably is a little bit better in terms of talent on the field than Classical. Not much better, but a little bit better, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. You know, all season long, I mean, when Bill and I did the Tewksbury game, we noted it. All season long, English came up big on defense in times when it really had to. And right off the bat, in this game, in the first quarter, Classical second possession, they're down there knocking on the door, and English, you know, holds them back, and then they intercept the pass in the end zone on the next possession downfield. And that is just things that all season long English has done on defense. So to see them do it today isn't surprising, because that's been their way.
All right, great. Thanks. I want to thank Steve for stopping by at halftime. The team should be on the field momentarily. We'll get this thing going once again. So with Lynn English leading Lynn Classical 16-0 here at Manning Field, we'll step aside and we'll have second half action on the flip.
Is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. We're just about ready for the start of the second half here between these two teams. And I think we have Marty Smith on the line with us here. Marty, we're about ready to start the second half here in Lynn. How are things looking there in Salem?
We have just reached halftime here, and Salem Witches have taken a 35-13 lead over the Beverly Panthers. And in the last seconds, we've seen an interception pulled down by Tyler Giles of Salem, stopping a Beverly drive. Salem came back, looked like the Beverly was going to make an interception in the end zone. The ball was then fumbled. Salem recovered. We thought we were going to have a touchdown on a loose ball, but the final play of the first half is ruled an incomplete pass. So we go into halftime at this very second, 35-13, Salem on top. It's been the Vinny Gaskin show thus far in the first half.
Gotcha. All right, Marty, great. And again, we're just seconds away from the kickoff here to start our second half, when we'll be in touch. All right, thank you, Marty. Marty Smith with us from Salem. So remember that flag we saw at the end of the first half? Well, they're tacking penalty yardage on against Ling English to start the second half. So this kickoff by Classical will come at the Lynn English 45. So the big penalty at the end. So the Rams will be kicking off, trailing 16-0 here, but the positioning of the kickoff is at the Lynn English 45-yard line. So let's see how that's what the strategy is here. The kick, ground ball, line drive kick coming down to the 11-yard line, fielded there by English High School. Run back out to the 26 on the return. That's it.
It looks like number one, Matthias Fowler, that return really just skimmed a rug burner down in there, and Fowler did a great job of handling that ball and setting up English at the 25-yard line. We'll be bringing you a Moynihan scoreboard update momentarily, as we've had a lot of halftime scores come in, and some teams already just beginning the third quarter. Make sure we have as many up-to-date as possible as we check the Twitter feed.
English High School coming out. Andrew Blassett, center. Alex Brennis and Jacob Miller are the guards. Emil Rossi and Alex Rodriguez are the tackles. Two wideouts, far side right, two near side left. Matt Severance in the backfield along with running back Ski Gaston. The give is to Gaston, straight ahead. 2 yards. They had Matthias Fowler in motion, the freshman end, from left to right, but the run was straight up the middle.
You know, I was just watching Chase Bono playing in his safety position, and he is a good 9-10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And as the play began, his eyes are on the quarterback, on the ball. And by the time the runner was brought down, and he brought down very quickly, he was already at the pile.
Gain of 2 yards, second down and 8 for Lynn English High School. Severance out of the shotgun, looks left, puts the ball way down in the air on the left side for Prince Brown. Too far, incomplete. There are flags down.
Wow.
There are flags down at the end, the reception. Let's see what this is.
There was no holding. The Classical defender did a great job of riding the receiver down the sideline. There was no holding. The ball was out of bounds. It was an uncatchable ball. Wow.
It'll be a penalty against Classical High School.
I don't like that call at all, frankly.
We are underway here in the second half.
Uncatchable ball overthrown, out of bounds. and they were going stride for stride down the field, literally shoulder to shoulder. There was no push, there was no hold to grab. And the flag thrown, it just improves English, keeps English drive alive here.
Marking it off, not from the obviously the spot of the foul in high school football, but they give the Bulldogs a first down out to their own 42-yard line. So we'll send Juan Avellino as a wide out far side right, Prince Brown wide out far side left, three receivers out to the right side. And that same lineup with Ski Gaston in the backfield along with quarterback Matt Severance. Severance takes the direct snap, runs it, hit in the backfield, breaks free of a tackle, up to midfield, down to the 45, to the 40, hit hard at the 39-yard line and driven down into the turf at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Dal Rucker able to finally bring him down. What a great run by Severance. He lost his balance as he came out of the backfield around the line of scrimmage, and he managed to put a hand down and kept his feet moving and was able to push himself back up into the upright position and just kept churning the leg. What a great athletic move by the quarterback.
Wide outs two each way, and the ball is a first down at the 39 of Lynn Classical High School. Severance fakes the handoff, passes out to Fowler, catches it in the backfield, runs ahead on the left side down to the 36-yard line. So that's a short gainer, maybe only about 3 yards.
Yeah, Marcus Segura and Rucker on the stop very, very quickly. But again, Severance got rid of the ball real quick. Two-step drop turn and fired a strike, trying to catch the Classical defenders.
It's a spread look here by the Bulldogs on... Now second down and 6 from the 36 of Lynn Classical High School. Lynn English leading here by the 16-0 score here. Here's Gaston, an opener up the middle, down to the 30, to the 25, down to the 24. That'll be a first down run for English High School. Well, this would be kind of a dagger for Lynn Classical if Bulldogs were able to finish off this drive, make it a 3-score game. Plus, those first two scores are 8-point scores, so it's 16-0. So that in itself could make it almost a 4-possession game if they were to tack on another touchdown and 2-point conversion here. There's Gaston with a handoff to the 21, and that is about it as he is ripped back down. Number of different Rams in on the stop. That's 16 in on the hit. That's Nick Medeiros. 9.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns with you here from Lynn, and we'll keep you updated on all the other scores going on the North Shore. So Salem has opened up a big lead there, and Marblehead has a big lead now at the half against Swampscott High School after the Big Blue went out to a 10-0 lead this morning in Marblehead. John Squires on hand over there. Two wideouts each way for Lynn English High School on the second down and 8. And Severance will be taken down on the keeper without any gain at all. In fact, he might have lost a yard. All kinds of Rams. Medeiros there again for Lynn Classical.
Amedioloso was the first man to make contact with him. Took two other guys to finally secure the tackle.
Third down 9 for
loss of 1 on the carry.
Lynn English High School at the 23-yard line of Lynn Classical. 8.5 minutes to play, third quarter. And again, a very good crowd on hand, as you might expect, with these two teams with a combined 17 wins between them coming into today's game. Two wideouts each way again for English High School. Here's Severance under some pressure, throwing down over the middle. It's incomplete. It took a bounce, a receiver. Was that Prince Brown cutting across? No, it was Tyshawn Anderson cutting across from right to left, just unable to catch the pass that was too low for him at the 5.
Yeah, Severance was beginning to roll to his left, and he suddenly saw Anderson coming from right to left across the middle of the field and really didn't stop but just let it go, thinking that Anderson had to step on the intended receiver and just couldn't put enough power behind the throw to get it to him. Probably would have had him and caught him in stride, but... just unable to come up with the necessary distance on it.
This will be another big fourth down here. English has had a few of these here today. One, they went for it and got it inside Classical territory early in the game. Here they'll do it again. They're well inside English territory, Classical territory now, down at the 24-yard line. Need to get nine to go here on the fourth down from the 24-yard, 23-yard line. Long count here. Timeout called by English. Then Coach Chris Carroll called it from the sidelines. 8 minutes, 16 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Once again, the Lynn English class of 1997
is having their reunion on Saturday, November 25th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Lynn Museum.
Little plug there for that class here from English High School. Of course, the what's the latest on the Hamilton-Wenham game, Tim? Where do you have the
trade? I have not seen an update,
okay.
but Ipswich was leading 14-0.
Oh, really?
Half.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, Hamilton-Wenham had that good playoff run, only losing to Stoneham in the North Final, and league title on line there, so we'll see what happens there. So here are the Bulldogs out now with, again, the fourth down in about nine from the 23 of Classical. Severance rolling left, looking, now throwing to the end zone. Man open, touchdown, Juan Avellino. 23 yards out, making the reception. Third quarter.
Oh, that could be a nail put halfway in the... the final nip in the half. It's still early. 8 minutes still to go in this third quarter, and you got 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Glasgow has to find a response to one of these English scores. English is being methodical, taking the ball down the field, using clock. They used nearly 4 minutes on this particular drive. And while Glasgow is making stops, they're not making enough stops.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's Severance's ability to buy time, to give his receivers the opportunity to get open. And when he sees an open receiver, he's letting that ball go.
Two-point conversion attempt here for English High School. Severance on the keeper. He will not go in this time. They knock him down right at the line of scrimmage. Number of different Rams there making the stop on Severance. So the 2 points fails. 22-0 is our score as we are in the third quarter with 8:08 to play, and it is 22-0 Lynn English.
Okay, so let's give you the Moynihan scoreboard update as we have it. Stoneham leads Reading 12-7 at the half. A lot of these are halftime scores. Melrose leads Wakefield 7-0. Kipp Academy over Milford 14-0. Essex trails Northeast 26-6. Triton over Pentucket 22-0 at the half. Newburyport over Amesbury 21-0. Manchester Essex all over Georgetown 40-0. Ipswich 14-0 over Hamilton 1. The prep down 28-0 to Zavarian. Marlin over Medford 13-6. Winthrop Revere tied 7-7. Saugus Peabody, it was 14-0. Peabody, our last check, 28-10. Marblehead over Swampscott, 35-13. Salem over Beverly, 13-0. Gloucester over Damas, and Gloucester was threatening after a large run back by Mark Smith, and we'll update that as we get it. So those are the updated scores.
English to kick off. And it's Billy Devlin to kick off. Fielded at the 19-yard line. Run back out to the 25, 30, 33 or so. And the tackle is made there. I think what we got, Zavarian up 21-0. Does that sound right?
28-0.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so you're on time. So it'll be a first down for Lynn Classical at the 35-yard line. Touchdowns here today for English, Ishmael Bangura on a run, and then two passing touchdowns from Matt Severance to Prince Brown and Juan Avellino. First down, Classical High School at their own 35-yard line. Malcolm Best with the handoff. He struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage after the deep handoff. May have 1 yard. We will not call it a yard. No gain, we'll call it here. Second down and 10 for Classical High School. This has been an explosive offense at times for the Rams this year. But again, these are two good defenses going against one another here today. Ridley looking to the left, calling signals. They have Best out on the... oh, they have Nashawn Butler out on the left side. He makes the catch for after a three-yard gain. Runs it up the left sideline for the first down by the Classical bench. Up to about the 46.
You know, just prior to the Classical possession, but I was going to mention that one part of the offense that they really haven't seemed to gone to today is just that short pass out into the flat to put the receiver one-on-one with the defender and allowing him to gain yards.
Jason Ruiz out over the ball at center. Direct snap comes back to Ridley. They give us the Best, no gain. Met and stuck by Mason Jones, defensive end for English High School. In fact, they'll call it a no gain, we'll say. Best is such a big weapon for them, too. You need to get a guy like Best going. Best needed about 80 yards for a, or 90 yards for a 1,000-yard season. Now, he had two or three big runs in one possession earlier. He needs another bigger run or so, and he could maybe get that here today. Here's a quick pass out on the left side. Butler again with a reception.
He has
a first down, it looks like, inside the 45 to about the 43. They move the chains ahead.
You know, in an unrelated football event, but one of my former students at Gloucester, former field hockey player, and she was MVP of the Northeast Conference last year, Rachel Alexander, was recognized during the game, and she was a member of the University of Connecticut's National Championship field hockey team. So congratulations, Rachel.
Ridley out of the shotgun, first down from the 43-yard line. Catch is made along the line of scrimmage on the right side. Receiver pushed out of bounds after gaining a few yards inside the 40 at about the 37. The receiver there, Adam Washington, a 6'3 senior, 195 yards. It turns out to be a decent gainer of about 7 yards, so it's second down and 3. Washington goes out to the left side now. Deshaun Butler coming near side right. Butler's easy to spot here today. He's got a lot of yellow.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean, if I were Butler, I would maybe not do that. You're going to keep an eye on their top receiver. Here's a run play up the middle and a gainer inside the 40 down to the 32-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. That's best.
He's got the long sleeve T-shirt and the high socks.
And the shirt untucked underneath, yeah.
And then Malcolm Best is wearing a different helmet than the rest of the
There's a pass out on the right side. Butler slipped down, and he was unable to make that catch. He made a cut at the 25-yard line. It kind of went down. And then now he's having some words with Prince Brown and Ski Gaston.
Yeah, that ball was a little bit behind him. When he made his cut, he tried to lunge back for the ball, and his feet just went out from underneath him.
But here you got, Prince Brown is a very good defender right now. He's defending one-on-one against Nashawn Butler on the near side right here. And it's a fake handoff. Here's Ridley throwing out on the left side. Incomplete. Downfield on the right for Washington. An incomplete pass. Well, that was a well-thrown football, it appeared. Just got broken up at the end, I guess. But Adam Washington was there as the receiver, and it almost floated into him.
Yeah, foul him. A great player coming back and breaking, busting that play up.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. 22-0. Lynn English is leading Lynn Classical. Three wideouts, far side left for the Rams. Nashawn Butler near side right. Ridley looks to the right. Looks again. Now runs up the middle. Short gainer to the 30. Maybe 1 yard, and he's smacked down. Hit there by Alex Rodriguez, a D end for Coach Chris Carroll and the Lynn English High defense.
The English defense, Bill, is... I don't know if they're just setting up differently than their films had shown, but Ridley does not look comfortable. He's going back, and he's looking, and he's searching, and when he runs, he's running very tentatively, as like the defense is presenting a different look that he hasn't seen before.
Fourth down and 9 for Classical at the 30 of Lynn English, and now the Bulldogs call time. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. Last Monday night, we were broadcasting live from the Salem News offices with sports editor Phil Stacey and assistant sports editor Matt Williams. Now they're out at games here today. Matt's down at the Peabody Saugus game, I know, and Phil is in Salem for the Beverly-Salem game. So timeout called here with 5:24 to go, third quarter, and the 22-0 Lynn English lead. Classical with the football with a fourth down and 9 from the Lynn English 30, looking for their first score of the morning. Best, the running back to the right of Ridley, both Ridley in the shotgun here. Ridley takes the direct snap, fires way down on the left side, looking, incomplete. Down and out to the left side, Melvin Nieves, the intended receiver, down at the 3, just overthrown a little bit, trying to have him do an over-the-shoulder catch, pulling it in along the left sidelines, down inside the 5.
But again, the ball landed out of bounds. If it had been caught, it would have been an incomplete pass. So Ridley's throwing definitely off target today, whether it's weather-related. He's constantly blowing on his hands as he's getting set to receive the ball.
Ball placed at the 31-yard line, and that was the fourth down pass. So English will take over on downs after that incomplete fourth down pass, and their offense comes out on the field.
Gloucester has scored a third touchdown of the day. They lead Danvers 19-0. It was Smith to Smith.
Go figure that. Wideouts to the right side. Three to the right for English High School from the 30-yard line. Severance hands off to the running back. Big opener, Bengura, up to the 40, to midfield, to the 40, to the 30. Chase Bono takes him down at the 4-yard line. What an effort by Chase Bono, coming out of nowhere almost, catching up with him and taking him down. It'll be a first and goal for English High School at the 4-yard line or 3.
I'll tell you, Bengura just shot through the line, straight up the middle. And as you said, Bono's playing on the far side of the field, and he gave chase, and it was a two-man race down the field, and Bono just never gave up and was able to bring him down to prevent the touchdown inside of the five. But still, English will have to work for it.
Here's Severance on the keeper from the 3. He dives and angles off to the right side. He's to the 2, a one-yard gain for the English quarterback, second and goal.
Carry.
4 minutes, 52 seconds to play in today's third quarter.
Boy, that was pride on display right there by Chase Bono.
Yeah. We mentioned his defensive prowess, and that was showing some great speed. And more speed. I know he's fast, he's strong, but boy, that showed me something. Bengura catching up with Bengura. So the ball is down to the 2-yard line where it'll be second and goal. Severance coming over to the sidelines for his play. Matt has 9 rushing touchdowns this year. See, he's right up behind center this time with a running back behind him. And the give is to Ski Gaston off the right side of the line and into the end zone. Touchdown, Lynn English High School. So that's Gaston's first touchdown of the morning, and Ski Gaston scores for the Bulldogs here in the third quarter. So they now have 2 third quarter touchdowns. We've seen English right from the start today go for the 2-point conversion. This will be no different in that backfield for English High School. I see back there Jose Matul. It's a run play into the end zone. Wing right taking it, going into the end zone. And Ishmael Bengura has the 2-point conversion. So Bengura scores 30-0. And John Squires joins us now from Marblehead. John, what do you have?
Well, the fun continues over here at Piper Field. The first play from scrimmage to Swampscott. Colin Ferry threw a 60-yard bomb to Isaiah Bascom, and Swampscott's back in the ball game here. The kick is good, and with 10:42 to go in the third quarter, we have Marblehead 28 and Swampscott 17. John Squires reporting live.
All right, John, thank you. 28-17, Swampscott battling back a little bit there. They scored the first 10 points of the game, only to find themselves behind 28-10 at the half in Marblehead. We have Salem with a big lead in Salem against Beverly today. So here is Devin Curley getting ready to kick off for English High after their fourth touchdown of the day here, making it 30-0. We mentioned how the third touchdown of the game would be big. This one is just giving the Rams just a bigger and bigger hole to try to climb out of here. Just under 4 minutes to play in today's third quarter here from Manning Field and Lynn. You know, I think the stands across the way, I think a couple of people have left. Not many, but a handful of people have left here. Here's Curley's kickoff. An onside kick and a bouncing football covered up by English High School. They've recovered it at the 45.
Well, I'm sure Klaskill wasn't expecting this with the score 30-0. But Lynn English looking to make sure, driving it in, another nail. popped the onside kick, just a short little squibber. And again, Classical slow to react to it. Had a big bounce, easily fieldable, but everybody sort of stayed away from it. And Lynn English pounces on it. Great field position at the Lynn Classical 45-yard line.
Yeah, they, you know, Coach Carroll, I got to think he's still a little remembers last year when that last second play, Marcus Rivera scoring for Classical High School after it looked like English had sealed the win on Thanksgiving a year ago, only to have that turned around in the last play with a crazy return by the Rams to win the game. So they have it now at the 45-yard line, does English High School. Matt Severance back out onto the field leading the team on offense, English High School. Avellino going out far side right, as well as Tyshawn Anderson, near side left, Prince Brown, and Matthias Fowler. Severance from the shotgun with Ski Gaston in the backfield alongside. The option is off to Fowler, right side. He wants to pass now. Fowler in trouble, taken down back at the 45.
Geez, guess who made the tackle?
Chase Bono. Wow.
Chase Bono once again coming up, sliding up from his safety position as the corners took the receivers down the field. He just slid in there, and again, Severance had no chance to get away on that play.
So Fowler is taken down at the 44-yard line. The offensive line for English High School, Andrew Blass at center, Alex Brennis and Jacob Miller are the guards. Emil Rossi and Alex Rodriguez are the tackles. Coming into the game, Ishmael Bangura, the junior. 7 TDs coming into today's game. He has his 8th now, scored the game's first touchdown with 2:23 to play in the first quarter.
Now, we talked about touchdowns. Calvin Johnson had 35 touchdowns for St. Mary's this year. 25 passing, 10 rushing.
Yeah, what an athlete. It was a running back. And, you know, he's just their best, really the best athlete. Put him to quarterback and dominated there. Running and passing. Severance on the direct snap. Quick pass up on the right side. Incomplete off the fingertips of Tyshawn Anderson. And off whence it went off the fingertips, it almost looked like it could have been up for grabs, but it falls incomplete. This will be a third down and very long here for English High School. The ball is on their 43-yard line. Remember that deep sack a moment ago on Fowler. So now the ball is going to be about a third and 21 for English High School. 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. Oh, wait a minute. I just saw an Ipswich score, I thought, here. You probably already have it, though.
I'm flashing through the news.
Wait a minute. I thought I said it's probably not that new here, but well, maybe not. Could I be seeing things? Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. 14-7. Okay. It was just a. I don't have the score on that post, though. Okay. Here is the third down direct snap back to Severance, and it's whistled down right away. This could be something against English High School for more yardage. Yeah, they're going to have some more yardage marked against them here. So Hamilton won them down 14-7. How does that sound? Does that sound about right?
It is.
Okay. We've seen Ipswich this year, and were you with me for that game, Tim, up in Ipswich or not? I don't think
we did Ipswich Manchester Wrestling.
Yeah, you were there, yeah. They came back in that game.
Yes, they did.
Very impressive.
Yep, Gillis was very, very impressive in that game.
Kevin Fassett, their coach. So now it's third down and 26 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their 39-yard line. Bangura takes the handoff, has some space. He has 10 yards up to midfield. Hit there, bounces left, but goes down right there, setting up a fourth down and maybe about 16 to go. Oh, we're tied up. Hamilton Wenham and Ipswich tied at 14 here in the third quarter. So that had to be
recent.
Yeah, that's an update from Craig Genualdo.
Big Essence has come out of the game against Beverly on a kickoff return. Knee got a little tweaked. He has 153 yards rushing with 3 touchdowns.
I see Revere Winthrop tied at 14. Does that sound right to you? Heading into the fourth.
I have.
That's a Frank Shea update there.
I have 14-7, so that must be a latest.
That's an update,
score.
Yeah. Okay.
So 14-14.
Minute 42 to go in the third quarter. As fast as the first two quarters went here today, this third quarter dragging along just a bit here today.
Let's see. Peña Ortiz has over 200 yards rushing for Gloucester today against Danvers.
And again, Salem is up 35-13 over Beverly. I don't think maybe they heard us talking about strengths of schedule in Salem, and they were not happy about that. But that, again, what appeared to be two evenly matched teams coming into today's game. Here's English to punt. They've got a fourth down, and I said about 15 to go from midfield. The punt, the snap comes back to Gaston. He puts the right foot in the ball, fades it to the far side of the field. There's no returner nearby there. It rolls ahead for him along the sideline, bouncing inside the 25 to the 23. So it turns out to be a very good punt for Gaston without a return.
Davis got on the board to make it 19-7. However, the fishermen respond right away as Peña Ortiz goes 15 yards for 251 yards on the day, and it is now 26-7, Gloucester over Danvers.
Well, Melrose, which is in the D4 Super Bowl coming up, is playing Wakefield in their annual rivalry game, and they're up 14-6 over Wakefield. But good luck to Coach Tim Morris and Melrose football as they play in that Super Bowl next weekend. Next weekend, not this weekend, at Gillette Stadium. So it'll be a first down here for Classical High School. Quick pass out on the left side, good for about 7 or 8 yards. So Nashawn Butler with a reception. And John Squires is with us now from Marblehead. John?
Marblehead answered right back with a 11-yard touchdown run by Andy Clow, and the kick was good, and Marblehead went up 35-17. The big play in the drive was a 46-yard pass from Clow, who's lining up here over at Piper Field to Tyle Miles and set up the touchdown. Marblehead is in control once again, 35-17, with about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter here from Piper.
Perfect. Sounds good, John. Thank you. Short gainer on the run for Classical High School. Now sets up a third down and one for the Rams outside the 30 at about the 33. And the third down run is stopped. Malcolm Best gets nothing. In fact, he might lose a yard on that. So now the Rams with another tough situation here with a fourth down and a short to go. It's going to be at least a fourth and two from their 31. And they need to get out to the 43. So they got a fourth down and two, and they're going for it here. Trailing here by the 30-0 score. They're at their own 30-yard line. They're going for it on fourth and two. Ridley, big snap here to him at quarterback. They give us the best straight ahead. Nothing. The English defense smothers him for a loss. All kinds of Bulldogs all around him there, including Javier Delgado.
Ski Gas.
I'm sorry, including Mason Jones.
Ski Gas and shot the gap, Bill. As soon as that ball was snapped, running to the left side, to the right shoulder of the center, and he was in the backfield just as the handoff was made and made first contact. What an outstanding defensive play there. English has done it all day long.
Yeah.
You know, they have made big stop after big stop after big stop. Severance, Gaston, Fowler defensively, just really kind of trying to make sure that the ending of this game is not like the ending of last year's game.
Right, exactly. So we have seconds to go, about 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. English will have the football in a very good field position. Remember, they, a moment ago, they had the onside kick that then they did not advance the ball on significantly and punted it away. Now they get the football on downs by Classical as they failed on the fourth down and two, and it'll be a first down for English at the 29 of Classical High School. English lining up in the backfield here for the Bulldogs here. They also have Jose Matul. The give is to Bengura. Bengura to the 25, and that is about it. He gains 4 yards on the first down run, setting the clock in motion in the final moments of today's third quarter.
Just to show you how meaningless statistics are, Saugus outgained Peabody 113 to 41 yards in the first half. And Peabody's leading 14-0.
We're at the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books, and it's been all Lynn English here this morning on Thanksgiving in Banning Field and Lynn as the Bulldogs are leading Lynn Classical 30-0. We're back with the fourth quarter just ahead.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the announcers who week in and week out do such a great job in bringing the action to all of us. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Tim Kearns work very hard to present the best coverage possible. I also want to congratulate all the coaches and players who are involved, as well as all other people, young and old, in each city and town, who contribute in some way to making this day so special for sports fans across the North Shore. Whatever the game of your choice may be, and whatever its outcome, I hope your day will be filled with pleasant memories spent among family and close friends.
Welcome back. It is a Bangora run for English down to the 24, setting up a second down, a third down, rather, and five from the 24 of Lynn Classical High School. As English now in the fourth quarter working left to right here. They've got that tight look here, the double wing look, running backs at each wing, and one running back in the backfield behind Severance, who's right up behind center. Give to the wing left, coming off the right side of the line, diving it down to the 19. Very close to the first down. Is that Bangura?
He won't turn. Come on, turn.
No. It is Ski Gaston.
Number three, Ski Gaston on the carry for the Bulldogs.
Thank you, Ski.
Once again, stopped by number 15.
So we're just underway, fourth quarter.
He's just shy of that first down. But
yeah, they're not going to give it to him, huh?
No,
I don't think so. I think he is just short, too, yeah. So the single setback here behind the quarterback, Severance. Now Bangura in motion. He takes the handoff from the wing right. He cuts off the left side of the line. He does get the first down inside the 15 to about the 13. Plenty to spare for Bangura.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when English has a third or fourth and shot, there's no doubt about them getting that first down.
Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here today from Manning Field and Lynn. I see Melrose has just gone up 21-6 over Wakefield. Here are the Bulldogs coming out of the huddle with a very tight look again, the double wing look. This is where they just want to run it at you, keep the clock running. They give us to Bangura, wing right, hits off the left side of the line. He's to the 11, a two-yard gain with 9:50 to play in today's contest. Oh, wow. Marty is reporting that it's now 41-13 Salem leading Beverly. Vinny Gaskins runs 80 yards for Salem.
He's going to have over He's going to have over 300 yards rushing by the time he's done today.
We'll have some post-game stuff from that game, we hope, later on the website, as well as from this one as well. Check back here on MSO News Sports for the latest on Thanksgiving coverage. Of course, we've got all the scores here with this guy here, Tim Kearns, coming up throughout the broadcast here today. So keep it right here on Channel A. Here's the snap from center. They give us to Gaston, wing left, hops over the line as he turns around right end. He's down to the 6. Needed to get to the 3 for the first down. He may have the 5.
Bulldog Harry C. Gaston.
9 minutes to play, just over 9 minutes. So he has the 6. So it's third down here and 3 to go for Lynn English. They're leading 30-0. They've spread the scoring around. Bangura with a touchdown, Brown with a touchdown, Avellino with a touchdown, and Ski Gaston with a touchdown. Matt Severance doesn't have a touchdown here today. Got to think he's going to get the call if it comes down close here, if that's an option for them.
I think
he had a two-point conversion.
This may be a day for his teammates.
Yeah. Well, you know, here is the wing, Gaston going in for the touchdown from the wing left spot. He goes in from 6 yards out. Ski Gaston with two straight touchdowns here for English High School.
Yeah, no wrapping up there by the Classical defense whatsoever. He got to the line of scrimmage, squared his shoulders, and just plowed into the end zone. So Mr. Severance is doing a good job of setting the table for everybody, getting him down the field, executing the plays called by the coach. And the whole English offense and defense today have responded to the challenge of nailing down this win, nailing down a double-digit win season for the first time. And some stupid fan just
threw. So Gaston now with 10 touchdowns on the season. He had 8 coming into the game. So Gaston now with his 10th TD of the year. Two-point conversion attempt. It is Bengura into the end zone for 2 points on the run.
Wow. They have... The English Bulldogs have brought the A game today, and Classical just has to be stunned at what has transpired here at Manning Field today. 38-0. 8 minutes left in the game, and English showing no signs of slowing down, no signs of taking the foot off the pedal, no signs of taking their foot off the neck of the Classical Rams and letting them get up and letting them get anything going.
8 minutes, just over 8 minutes to play in today's game, and we mentioned how the Classical fans across the way, we were maybe at a little over 90% full with the stands across the way, but now there are some fans heading out and heading home for some food, I'm thinking here, as we're down to about maybe 50% full across the way here as we begin the fourth quarter. 38-0, Lynn English all over Classical High School right now.
Again, just a superb performance by the Bulldogs today, Bill. Capping off a remarkable season for them. Be a lot of joy in the eastern side of the town tonight.
Well, I'll tell you.
And there'll be no joy in Mudville.
No, in Mudville? Right. Where is Mudville? Is that off Parkland Ave? Is that where that is?
Let's see. It's the other side of the Commons right now.
Okay. Little traffic out there as well, I've noticed. There we go. So it is English to kick off. Devin Curley will kick off for the Bulldogs to Classical High School. Back deep for the Rams. One of them is Darryl Rucker. And I don't think Malcolm Best is the other one back there. So here is the curly kick in the air. Now a short kick fielded at the 31-yard line. Now they option it off. Well, they beat it off to someone else here. We're coming back near side left and taken down. Marcus Tucker was the returner after he got the handoff. And he goes down and back inside the 30 at about the 28. There was a face mask, though, against Lynn English.
Yeah, it was a clear face mask right along the side, right in front of the side judge. I mean, great pursuit by number 55 for Lynn English, Mason Jones. But he got the hand high on the helmet, and the flag came out immediately. So Classical will get an extra 15 yards tacked onto this run back with a play really just... It didn't take a long time to get going, you know. And by the time it got over here to the near sideline, the English defense had adjusted and gotten back and closed off the sideline. There wasn't going to be any kind of positive upfield movement for the Classical Rams, except they get it via the penalty.
Well, we certainly like to thank both head coaches for today's game, for all the help they've given us throughout the course of the year. We've covered a lot of Classical English games. Brian Vaughn at Classical High School, thanks for all his help this year. And, of course, Chris Carroll at Lynn English High School. And both teams really have had outstanding years this year. So here is Keith Ridley with the team out at his own 42-yard line, looking across the way, looking back across to his coach for a play, I believe, or some kind of clarification. Direct snap to Ridley. Quick toss out on the left side. Butler makes the catch at the 49, runs out of bounds, stopping the clock at the 49. He might be just shy of the first down. However, it looks like they're moving the chains ahead. I thought that was a little premature. The chains have moved, but now they're putting them back. I don't know whether that's a first down or not without a huddle. No, it's not going to be a first down.
These sidelines officials are going to have to go back to class.
Best with the handoff here. He's got the first down, dancing inside the 45 to the 40, breaks a tackle down to the 35 to the 31. Malcolm Best. Well, yep. You know, Malcolm Fest is I think he might have 1,000 yards now in the season. I know John Hoffman can verify that later today. But they're down to the 33-yard line is Best. He's close.
Yeah, that was a great run. Straight up the middle, broke two ankle tackles, managed to keep his balance, was spinning around. And, again, Classical getting some movement on this particular drive once again.
Down 38-0. Ridley way down to the left looking for Butler, incomplete. Ball thrown to the sidelines. It was not catchable, out of bounds.
Yeah, he's just not connecting on these throws.
6 minutes, 43 seconds to play.
In my
somebody just texted me. I'm listening with you. 14-0 Ipswich. That can't be right, though. We've got 14. No. Well, it wasn't 14. Here is Best faking the handoff to Best, rather. Ridley keeping it, running around left end out of the 25. That's something we've seen Ridley do so well this year. Fake the handoff, keep the football, run wherever he wants to. Sometimes it will, it seems like.
Yeah, basically a lot of his runs this year mainly going up the middle.
Yeah.
Are right along the outside shoulder of his tackles. In my innocuous score of the game, in keeping with
that
tradition.
Of the day. Uh-huh. Yeah.
In Champions League action on the continent. Across the...
We're not bringing in the other football sport, are we here?
Yes, we are.
Hold on, just a second. Nope. Let's save it for the folks here. It's the direct snap to Ridley, looking for Butler. The catch is made at the 20, but he's taken down at the 18-yard line there by Prince Brown. And the score, Tim?
That should be enough for a first down. There's a looking at the marker at the 19. If Ridley's at the 18. And what are we doing here, boys? Okay, so the score. The English League team, Chelsea, 2-0 over Karabag, and I don't know where they're from. So that's a big thing.
Is Karabag a town? Is that a town, you think?
Could be. It could be the name of the football club itself. So Chelsea advances into the next round of the Champions League playoffs. They're my team over there. Anyway.
I think there's a lot of folks that might be just flipping on, and they're totally lost right now.
What game are they doing?
Yeah, really.
Well, here it is 38-0, the Bulldogs over the Rams.
Nice British names, right? Three wideouts, far side right for a classical after the penalty now, I guess. Second down here and about 20. Ridley pass over the middle kind of screen. The reception is made at the 30, but that's about it. Ends up being about a 6-7 yard gain to Melvin Nieves. 5:43 to play in today's game.
Ridley's pass completes to number 3, Melvin Nieves over the middle. He was stopped by number 2, Tyshawn Anderson, and number 11, Prince Brown.
Now that game is Ipswich Hamilton running game, just about a minute 38 to play there. I think it's tied up. Let's see. You may have given a later score than I had here. So here's Ridley, still looking to see what to do here. Third down and about 17 for him at the 30-yard line of Lynn English High School, looking for their first points of the day. Ridley scrambling, taken down. Oh, man, he ran into a bunch of defenders right there for English High School. Among them was Emil Rossi. Just under 5 minutes to go. So now it's a fourth down here and 20 for Lynn Classical. Also, special thanks to our ADs here, Bill Devin from Classical High School and Dick Newton, working hard here today at Manning Field and Lynn for English High School. Works hard almost every day. Here's Ridley rolling left in trouble, breaks a tackle, now he'll have to run. He's over the line of scrimmage, down to the 25 and down there, short of the first down. He gets 8 yards on that run, but not enough for the first down on the 4th and 20 call.
You know, just saw a tweet from this guy running around a lantern with my Brady jersey, reminding them they blew a 25-point lead. Last weekend, with a group of us, we went to Key West and we flew through Atlanta, and I bought a Patriots hat.
You bought a Patriots hat in Atlanta?
I bought a Patriots hat. No, in Boston, just so I could wear it through the Atlanta airport.
Oh,
and I'll tell you, I got some really bad looks.
Well, no matter what you're wearing, Tim, I think you get some bad looks, don't you?
I look bad no matter what I do. How's that?
It's a setup for me. Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
I figured I'd just take care of it myself.
Oh, Revere is up on top, 17-14 over Winthrop with 40 seconds remaining.
Oh, no.
23-yard field goal by Badr Heo. A field goal. We've had a lot of field goals this year, Tim. There are years where we hardly ever have a field goal, unless it's a kid from Beverly. You know,
Beverly lost by
Armando
Cuco's
name came up with a kid just the other day. There's a run play off to the left, out to the 26. When I was talking with one of the Salem assistant coaches, this guy shared some great Thanksgiving stories in the post that we did there. But Armando Cuco, what a great soccer-style kicker Beverly had a number of years ago. Short gainer there for three. Under 4 minutes to go here. English with the football.
You know, you often wonder what game people are actually watching. You get multiple reports from the same game, and one says 27-0, the next person says 28-0. So you get to wonder who's looking at this.
That's within the margin of error, though, I think.
Oh,
right?
So yeah. It's plus or minus one or two.
Run play for the Bulldogs as they take over on downs at the 25 out to the 32-yard. Ski Gaskin, the ball carrier. So now it is English with the football looking to close it out. Final score, Triton over Pawtucket, 35-21 today. 35-21, Triton over Pawtucket. French had kind of an up-and-down year. We saw them in Swampscott. Swampscott handled them pretty well, but they played other teams tough this year. It's an inside handoff. Bulldogs out to the 39. It'll be enough for the first down. And getting up under the pack is Ski Gaston. Got a block there. Lead block by Miguel Ramos.
Once again, Ski Gaston on the carry.
Out to the 40. First down for Lynn English High School. 2:45 to play in the game.
And number nine, Matt Gisono.
Tim will be with you after the game with a lot of scores and so on. As well as the recap of this one here. And John Squire is joining us now from Marblehead. What's up, John?
Bill, as you're finishing up over there, we just completed the third period over here with Marblehead leading 35-17. Both defenses played probably their best period of the football game. Swanscott has the ball now to start the fourth quarter, punting from their own end zone. And I probably won't catch it again because you guys are finishing up, so I want to watch you and everybody else a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you, John. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Here's a run play. This is Bangura out to the 45-46-yard line, short of the first down. A nice run there. You know, I'm going to see if we can hook up with Marty Smith here, get an update here from him. We're winding this one down here. Under 2 minutes to go here in Lynn. Marty will have post-game stuff for us as well from Salem. And Marty, are you there?
We are.
Marty, we're winding down here. We are under 2 minutes to play here. I wonder if we get at least one more update from you here from Salem.
Okay. We've just come to the end of the third quarter, and Salem continues to lead 41-13. Beverly is threatening as we come to the start of the fourth quarter, with it third and goal on the 8 for Beverly in Salem territory.
All right. I know Tim can follow on the Twitter as well once we get going. Marty will have those updates. But all right, so it's been do you know how many yards Gaston has, Marty, offhand or not?
Hang on. How many yards does Ben have so far? 246 in the records, 302.
All right. He should do that, no problem. Okay, wow.
One big pickup.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks, Marty. Marty Smith with us from Salem, under a minute to go here. Obviously, English stung after last year's defeat here to Classical. They put the knee down to get the clock running here, to put the wraps on this one here. And this one is just about over here from Manning Field and Lynn. The Bulldogs, 9-1, will go to 10-1. The 8-2 Rams go to 8-3, and it is all over in Lynn here today. The final score, 38-0, Lynn English beating Lynn Classical. Tim will be back with a recap just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving Day. For those of us who are sports fans, this day is like no other in the year. And Thanksgiving wouldn't be the holiday it is if it didn't start with a football game. Today I'm remembering a similar day, some 60 years ago, when a young boy was allowed to attend his first Thanksgiving Day game at Stack Bowl Field in Saugus and saw his beloved Sachems defeat Peabody 47-14. I can still remember that morning as if it were yesterday, and I'm sure all of you have similar memories, which you cherish as I do. Whether your game is Salem-Beverly, Gloucester-Danvers, English Classical, or St. John's Xaverian, I do hope your day is filled with family and friends and great gridiron action. There is so much in our world, and especially in the sports world, that is changing. Hopefully Thanksgiving Day, and all that it means to us, will always remain very much the same.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field in Lynn where the final score in today's game, 38-0, Lynn English over Lynn Classical, one of the more lopsided scores of in recent memory. We'll bring the Moynihan score update one more time. I'm waiting for John Hoffman from the Lynn cable television to come down and give us his wrap and have some statistics for us. Just recap the scoring, then we'll go over the scoreboard. English opened it up at 223 mark in the first quarter. Ismael Ben-Gura from 4 yards out. The 2 yard conversion was good by Fowler. It's 8-0 in the second quarter at the 3:30 mark. A 22 yard pass to Prince Brown. Matt Severance going in for the extra point. 16-0. Lynn English. And that was it at halftime. 16-0. Classical still in the game. In the third quarter, however, at the 8:08 mark, Juan Avellino from 23 yards out. Scores the touchdown from Severance. 2-point conversion was good. 22-0. Lynn English at 3:58, about 5 minutes later. 2 yard run by Ski Gaskins. Ben-Gura the extra point. 30-0 Lynn English. And they close it out with the 9 minute mark of the fourth quarter. A 6 yard Ski Gaskins run once again. Ben-Gura the 2-point conversion. 38-0 Lynn English in a totally dominating performance. And John Hoffman has join me here. John, first off, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Same to you, my friend. Good
thank
job,
you.
As usual.
Well, thank you. On your end, I know the people listening on the Lynn Cable certainly had an enjoyable broadcast, especially living on the east side of the city.
That's for sure. It's just total domination by the Bulldogs, but you got to give credit to Brian Vaughn and his coaching staff. You have to go back several years, I believe, to find 8-3 for Classical. The city of Lynn this year has got 40 wins and 6 losses with the 4 teams.
That's, you know,
that never happened. Ever. 3 teams made the 4 teams made the playoffs. 3 of them went to division finals. Lynn Tech is still alive for a vocational state championship. But a dominant performance here by English. Van Gore ran for 176 yards.
And he's the guy that was kind of under the radar all year long.
He's a junior. He's back. Gaston ran for 68. Severance ran for 34 and passed for 2 touchdowns. He got a PAT. Fowler had a PAT. Avellino and Prince caught the passes for touchdowns. The defense for English bent a little bit, but they didn't break. They classical moved the ball a little bit, but they just couldn't run it. They only wound up with 98 yards rushing. And they put the clamps on the quarterback. Ridley has been a big force for classical running the ball and throwing the ball. They didn't get Butler going a little bit until the second half, and then it was just short outs. He caught passes 4 or 5 for about 35 or 40 yards. So they did a good job. They marked the 2 kids. They had a mark that did the damage. And Classical wound up throwing on 3rd and longs, going deep downfield and couldn't complete the passes.
Yeah, the first 2 passes that Ridley attempted, again, he missed badly. He overthrew them. They're out of bounds. And he didn't look comfortable at all today, to me, behind the center. And when he ran, he didn't have that fluidity. As I said during broadcast, I said, he just looks uncomfortable. He looks stiff, as if he wasn't certain about what he was seeing, what the English defense was presenting him.
Well, you can put a lot of that on the English defense, because they were getting to him. The offensive line and the defensive line for English kind of controlled the ball game. I mean, they opened up that 2 big holes for Bangura. I mean, Bangura went one play. He got shut down totally coming to the near side, almost ran for a touchdown going back the other way.
Yeah.
He wound up gaining 35 yards.
Yeah, he got 2 great comeback blocks
that play. Then he went 67 yards. Bono, great hustle by Bono to chase him down to stop him, but momentarily stop a touchdown, but then they went and scored. But English just had it going. They went to the spread. They went to the double wing. They threw the ball. They ran the ball. The 2 running backs. Most of these kids are all back next year.
Yeah,
there's a lot of juniors out there.
You know, you mentioned Bono for Lynn Classical. He's, and one of the reasons why he's a captain is what you saw on display on that
Absolutely.
Play where he chased down Bangura. My God,
most people would have quit.
What a sprint that was!
Yeah,
and I mean, you could tell he was not going to give up till he absolutely had no room to make a possible tackle. And again, if there's an MVP given for both teams, certainly it has to go to Bono for his consistent play throughout the entire game.
Yeah, he's been a leader for this team all year, and he's taken a back seat a little bit because he was a running back and a little more involved in the offense last year. But it didn't let him down. He kept working hard. He, as a captain, he represented his team extremely well. And I'm looking at all these seagulls flying around. We're being invaded.
The birds.
I don't think anybody it's going to hurt. Turkey is not going to taste as good at the classical tables. But when they sit down, put together, add up the pluses and the minuses, they're going to say, you know what? We had a very good year. And again, everybody should really tip their hats to Brian Vaughn and the coaching staff. They did a terrific job, as did Chris Carroll, of course, for Lynn English, and Matt Durgan and James Runner. It's been a humongous, it's been exciting high school season, and that hasn't happened in a long time with all 4 teams.
Yes, certainly, and that's the case. And you know, you talk about Coach Vaughn and Classical and how much they achieved this year. How many teams didn't have winning records? How many teams didn't get above 500?
How many teams had losing records that made the playoffs?
Oh, let's not get into that.
It was different for Brian Vaughn this year.
Yeah,
he's coached in this game. He's played in this game, but both times he was on the English sideline. First time he's been on the classical sideline. So I said, he's the arch enemy. He said, I don't think he ever thought he'd be coaching on the classical sideline.
You know, and the thing of it is, you know he's going to hear about that. That he's going to have friends out there going,
of
see
course.
What happens?
Of course, of course. And everybody's going to, they talk about the Super Bowl games. These are the games that they remember.
Yes.
They're going to come back years from now to Thanksgiving Day and saying, hey, remember I shut you out on Thanksgiving Day? Remember we beat you? Remember I ran the kickoff back last year for the last play for a touchdown? Remember the Jimmy Smith kicked a field goal with no time left years ago to win the game for English?
You know, Steve Cross and I were talking, those are the memories. Steve Cross and I were talking halftime, and I said, you know, you throw the records up because records are meaningless on this day.
Absolutely.
Because this is the last game of the season. It is the rival game of the year. Yes, you have rivals within your conference that you play every year and you're trying to want to beat them. But these are the long-standing final game rivalries. And Lynn is one of the unique communities, with probably except of in Quincy, where you play another high school from within the city limits.
Yeah, well, you've got these kids now. They have played either with or against Little League, Babe Ruth,
right.
Pop Warner. Now they played 4 years, the seniors played against each other in basketball, maybe running track, in football, in baseball. Now some of these kids will get together and play together on the Jets hockey team.
Yep.
So they've known each other forever. And it's no longer Eastland and Westland, because now if wherever you live, you can go to either school.
Right,
it used
yeah.
to be Westland against Eastland, and it's still considered that. But there are some kids who are, you know, that are well known by the classical kids. They're good friends. And that's going to give them a little bragging rights, and it's going to be a little bit of heat for the next month or two.
Go back before you had that ability to move between schools in Lynn and in the old Manning Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
When it was Eastland,
yep.
Westland, and it was
yep.
true.
Oh, yeah.
Eastland, Westland.
Yeah.
I tell people, there were games where there was more action underneath the stands than there was out on the field.
And you knew which fans were rooting for which team. You knew which the fans were on. Hey, congratulations to you and Bill on a great year.
Thank you, John.
And it's been fun working with you guys and being with you guys and watching you work. And a great job. It's a great service you do for the kids, and I hope they appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We're very proud to operate alongside you, and I love sharing the post-game comments and the knowledge that you bring, because it is so deep and rich in terms of Lynn sports history and just in the North Shore. So for all your contributions in the course of the season, I'd like to give you this little token to Silver Street Grill. Take the better side of your life.
You finally answered my request. I've been after you since the first of the year.
I know. The first time I see you, there's a handout going, hey, you know. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Have Happy
a great
Thanksgiving.
Trip back to Gloucester.
I'm just going to Beverly.
All right.
I just have to go over one bridge, two.
All right, we'll have a trip back and be easy on the turkey.
Oh, I will.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend.
That's been John Hoffman, the voice of Lynn Cable TV, covering the not only Lynn High School teams, but also that of Everett High School. So let's go to the scoreboard one last time, as the scores that we have had them, and there's probably been some interesting score base. Let me just go through and update a couple. There's another Beverly touchdown that came about. Ooh, Ipswich and Hamilton went a 14-14, tied in regulation. We'll just have to see where that one went. Okay, let's see. Winthrop is a final, unfortunately. Okay, well, congratulations to Revamp. Sean Driscoll's opening game at the New Miller Field came to an end. Let's see. Ooh, Gloucester got a big touchdown after Davis had closed the score to 26-21. So now it is at least 32-21. I haven't seen the updated score. Let's see. I mean, 14, trying to get through all these Twitter feeds here. We really appreciate it. 30, my good Lord. Falcons responded right away. It is 34-28. Can barely keep up with these. As Gloucester scored a two-point conversion. Manchester Essex, 49-20 final. Wow. This is just crazy. It has been back and forth. They have just had big play against big play against one another. The offenses have just continued to smash. Oh, let's see. Ipswich is going to hit over Hamilton, one of 20-14 with only not much time left. And that's in the overtime. That is the overtime game. So let's see. They may. Let's see. Zavarian defeated the Prep 30-0. That's a final. Marblehead still is defeating, is still beating Swampscott 35-17. Oh, my God. Vinny Gaskins scored his fifth touchdown of the day, tying his own record. Oh, let's see. It is 47-19. Boy, that's not the way you want to end the season. Oh. Ipswich has defeated Hamilton Wentham 22-20 as they held on in overtime. Big, big win for Ipswich there. I can't keep up with these scores here. This is absolutely amazing. Okay, so let's give it to you as we have it so we can sign off and head home for our own turkey. So in last night's game, Everett over Masco, 36-20. St. Mary's, 28-20 over Fenwick. Marlton Catholic, 16-10 over Waltham. Lynn Tech, 27-6 over Austin Prep. Again, in Gloucester, it's a wild one, 34-28, Gloucester over Falcons, for the moment it would seem. Salem, 41-19, all over Beverly. Marblehead was 35-17 over Marblehead. Peabody was 33-7. Peabody over Saugus, 33-7. Winter Falls to Revere, 17-14. Last we had was Malden over Medford, 13-12. Again, as I gave you moments earlier, Xavier over the Prep, 32-0 was the final. Ipswich, 22-20 in OT over Hamilton Wenham. Manchester Essex, big win, 49-20 over Georgetown. Last we had was Linfield over North Reading, 20-6. Newburyport over Amesbury, 27-0. Triton over Pentucket, 35-21. Essex Tech down to Northeast, 26-6. Kip Academy over Milford, 28-0. Last score we had early on was Melrose, 7-6 over Wakefield, but there were later scores. We had Reading over Stoneham, 14-10. Tewksbury over Wilmington, 22-0. Those are the scores as we have them. Check the Lynn item, the Salem News, for all the updated and final scores as the afternoon goes on. For my partner, Bill Knowles, thanks to Steve Krause, John Hoffman for joining us during the halftime and at the end of the game. For Rick Moore, Paul Ingram, the entire staff, Marty Smith, John Squires, Bill Popowski, our engineer, somewhere in deepest Rockport. I'm Tim Kern, wishing everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening, and watch the website for upcoming broadcast of Northeastern Conference basketball and hockey games.